Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Welcome back to Teller's Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If I mentioned what a pleasure and a privilege it's been to preside over Intelligent Medicine for yet another year as we approach year's end, I feel I have a lot to be grateful for. This is a wonderful opportunity to share my passion with you and spend time researching and interpreting health information on your behalf. And your response has been very gratifying. We have a lot of listeners. We have a lot of positive feedback. A lot of curiosity with people calling 877-726-8255 to record questions, and questions are always of general interest to all our listeners. So we appreciate very much your listenership in 2024. All right, let's get on the subject of wine intake. When I was cutting my teeth on integrative medicine, one of the big themes was the French paradox. And I remember sitting down with Morley Safer. Remember him? He was a big French paradox guy. I guess he liked to spend time in France drinking red wine. And he was always fascinated with the subject of the French paradox, the notion that the French, who consumed a lot of wine and smoked Gauloises and ate a lot of pâté de foie gras, still had a relatively low rate of cardiovascular disease compared to the United States. And the concept was developed that there was something protective in red wine, namely resveratrol, but perhaps that's not the whole story. And that was called the French paradox. Lately, though, there's been a lot of pushback on the notion that wine or any form of alcohol is healthy. And so lately, the party line has been, don't drink, that no amount of alcohol is healthy or protective. Right? You've heard that. I mean, a lot of stories. Now comes yet another story. And boy, this is the way that a lot of nutrition controversies have proceeded through the years. Eggs, perfectly natural, great, healthy thing, and then eggs are bad. They contain cholesterol, saturated fat, and now eggs are exonerated because new studies suggest that eggs are really okay and good for you. Same thing's happening with alcohol, in particular wine. New study, cardiovascular protection tracks with wine intake. Biomarker of wine consumption believed to improve the results of studies looking at the relationship between wine and cardiovascular disease. Okay, what's this all about? In this study, they found that moderate wine consumption maintained its association with cardiovascular benefit. The study used a unique technique to gauge wine consumption. Previous studies have resulted in misclassification and bias, they say, because it's based on recall. How much do you drink? And most people, I would say, minimize their alcohol consumption. There's generally a tendency to, you know, if you drink a lot, you can probably say, well, I don't drink that much. You know, if you're drinking like a bottle of wine a day, it's less likely you're going to admit to drinking a bottle of wine a day. You're not going to be honest. So here they used a urinary marker, which is tartaric acid. Tartaric acid is a very good marker, not so much for alcohol intake, but for wine intake, because wine contains tartaric acid. And so in the study, they looked at people over a period of 9 years to correlate their urinary levels of tartaric acid with the risk of cardiovascular disease. And what they found is that a pretty fair amount of alcohol was associated with protection against cardiovascular disease. And by that, they define cardiovascular disease as combined heart failure, myocardial infarction, stroke, and cardiovascular death. In fact, the effect was so robust that moderate consumers of wine, which is about, you know, a glass or two a day, had a 59% lower risk of cardiovascular disease compared with those whose levels were low. And so they hailed this study because they said, well, this study at least is more accurate and honest than studies where people measure their alcohol through a food frequency questionnaire. So here's my take on it. This study takes care of one problem, which is recall, but it doesn't fix myriad other problems that are associated with alcohol research. Number one is something called healthy user bias. If you are really sickly, or perhaps you have a history of alcoholism, and maybe you already have liver disease, and you're told you better get off the sauce, or you can't handle drinking moderately, well, you're going to be a teetotaler when it comes to these studies. This is what's called a healthy user bias. Generally, healthy people, they can tolerate a little bit of wine. I have to say that as I get older, and I'm still healthy, I don't tolerate wine as much as I once did. I don't like how I feel the next morning. If I drink, you know, 2-3 glasses of wine, I'm going to feel it. And so you got to be pretty healthy to be a regular consumer of wine. That's called the healthy user bias. So the healthy users, they got less cardiovascular disease. There's also cultural and socioeconomic factors. Generally, it's wealthier people or wine connoisseurs, poor people. Well, they drink other stuff, cheaper stuff, rot gut. And they generally are sicker because of the fact that they're poor or disadvantaged. They get less good medical care and they don't eat as good diets. Perhaps they've got occupations that put them at risk of toxic exposure and poor health. Also, the cultural factors. Would you prefer being a sourpuss who stays home and never goes out, never touches a drop of alcohol, to being a popular person who's invited to a lot of parties and drinks a little bit, maybe is part of a wine club? Generally, that's a healthier social outlook. And the companionship and the emotional support that you get from contact with a lot of friends, that too could be beneficial in terms of your cardiovascular health. So that's a confounding factor in many of these studies. And another problem with this study is it focused on cardiovascular. Oh, by the way, what were the rates of liver disease and gastrointestinal cancer in the moderate drinkers? There are even studies that show that moderate amounts of alcohol have an effect on estrogen levels in women and thus increase their risk for breast cancer. So that's not reported in this study, as far as I can see. And so, okay, maybe you're reducing the risk of the leading cause of death while somewhat increasing the risk of other major causes of health impairment and death. So that's the problem I have with studies like this. So, hey, you know, coming up, as we approach dry January, get your drinking done now, because it'll be time for rectitude after the New Year's. All right, if you need a boost to get through another crazy holiday season, no, it may not be Cabernet Sauvignon, get the energy you need and fight seasonal fatigue with NT Factor's holiday sale from now through January 1st. Get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy. That's the name of the product, patented energy, with NT Factor free. That's a $36 value. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to repair damaged cells and improve your body's natural energy production. I've shared studies with you. Many clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it has anti-aging effects. I don't go a day without it, so take advantage of NT Factor's holiday sale and stock up for the new year. Get 20% off NT Factor Lipids powder and receive a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free through January 1st. Call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. All right, yet another study validating the importance of taking vitamin C. We tend to think of vitamin C as something that's a hedge against colds and flus, good for immune support. It's also helpful to fend off metabolic syndrome. What's metabolic syndrome? Metabolic syndrome is only a thing that the majority of Americans suffer from, is probably the single biggest driver of preventable chronic illness in America. Metabolic syndrome. Elevated blood sugar, maybe not quite outright diabetes, associated with weight gain around the middle, and associated with high triglycerides, low HDL, and a bad cholesterol to HDL ratio. Increases the risk for heart attack, stroke, cancer, kidney disease, and many other problems that Americans face. Dietary vitamin C, it says, is associated with a lower metabolic syndrome risk among adults, according to results of a study published in Metabolic Syndrome and Related Disorders. Why should that be? Well, oxidative stress may play a role in metabolic syndrome, and vitamin C is a premier antioxidant. So maybe that's how it helps to forestall metabolic syndrome. In the study, risk for metabolic syndrome was lower among those with the highest vitamin C intake. And this is dietary vitamin C. It's not necessarily just from supplements alone. So there may be something in the food that's rich in vitamin C that's also protective, because most vitamin C-rich foods also are rich in beneficial polyphenols. Stratified by the source of vitamin C, high versus low intake from fruits and vegetables was associated with a lower risk for metabolic syndrome. So these are natural sources of vitamin C. It turns out that supplemental sources of vitamin C did not affect metabolic syndrome risk. So get your vitamin C from natural sources, according to this study. I take extra vitamin C, but I also make sure that I have plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables that provide me with natural sources of vitamin C. They say consuming sufficient amounts of vitamin C in the diet may potentially mitigate the risk of metabolic syndrome. So, yeah, go for it. 877-726-8255. Our number, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's XLEAR.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Hello, I'm Dr. Harvey Abrams, head of research audiology at Jabra Enhance. Did you know there's a connection between untreated hearing loss and chronic conditions like cognitive decline and dementia? The good news is hearing aids can actually reduce these risks and help you stay connected. Today, I'm excited to tell you about my favorite hearing aids, the game-changing Jabra Enhance Select 500. Jabra Enhance offers an affordable solution for most common hearing problems with our best-ever speech-enhancing capabilities for a mighty sound in a micro-sized package. Plus, with Jabra Enhance's premium package, you get 3 years of continuous remote care provided by licensed hearing healthcare professionals. No waiting rooms or long commutes. It's as easy as video chatting with a friend. Because at Jabra Enhance, our job is to help you hear and be heard.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
I'm Riley Gaines, 12-time All-American swimmer and director of the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. You may remember my story. I tied male swimmer Leah, formerly Will Thomas, and was forced to step aside while he accepted my trophy for a photo op. But I'm not alone. Over the past few years, women and girls have been stripped of opportunities to fairly compete in sports, denied scholarships, put in physical danger, and exposed to humiliation in locker rooms. These injustices will only accelerate if we don't speak up now. That's why I'm traveling to college campuses across America, encouraging the next generation to fight for fairness and for truth. My speeches are free and open to the public. To see if I'm speaking on a campus near you, visit RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
That's RileyGainsCenter.org/events.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Our number, let's take one of our recorded calls.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Maddie from Long Island. I'm a 74-year-old woman, and I was just a couple months ago diagnosed with a uterine thickening. It says 8 millimeters mildly thickened, but the doctor I saw said we don't like any thickening, And I do have, which is questionably, a small polyp, which I've had for a while. So anyway, they want to do a, they are going to do a DNC and a histoscopy to see about the polyp and do a scraping of the uterine lining to biopsy. And I was just wondering, is there anything I could do in the with my diet, which is very clean and almost 100% organic, is there anything I could do with the diet to stop the lining of the uterus from thickening so much?
Okay. So, yeah, so this is a problem that we sometimes see in postmenopausal women is, you know, after menopause, you're supposed to have a decline in the thickening of your uterine lining. Your uterine lining prior to menopause thickens every month, and then you bleed. It sloughs off. But after menopause, it's not supposed to thicken because thickening can be a precursor to uterine cancer. So it's watched very carefully. It can be detected via usually a vaginal ultrasound that can pinpoint that and see if the lining is thickened. Usually that is triggered by an episode of bleeding, you know, when you're 68 or 74 and you shouldn't be having uterine bleeding and there's some bleeding, it's time to check the uterine lining because that might be a sign of endometrial or uterine cancer. So the way to deal with that is, number one, get a DNC. That'll, you know, clean it out, number one. It's kind of, yes, it's called a scraping, colloquially. And you'll also get some tissue sampling to see if there's any cancerous cells there. And then, you know, that sometimes occasions the need for a hysterectomy. Natural ways of dealing with that. You know, one is, you know, maintain your weight. You're on an excellent diet. Avoid what are called xenoestrogens from cosmetics that you apply and from foods that contain lots and lots of chemicals. Consider DIM. Diindol methane is something that actually antagonizes estrogen. There's evidence that oleuropein, which is an ingredient in olive oil, is very beneficial. There's actually a study. A green tea compound may inhibit processes promoting uterine fibroid growth. So there's something in green tea, which is EGCG, that actually reduces the proliferation of the cells in the uterine lining. So, yeah, green tea extract, that would be something that I might consider for you.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
So what grade are you in, Sophia?
I'm a ninth grader.
Okay. Why are you here today? Why are you in this program?
I was in Mr. Smith's class, my digital literacy class, and he asked the class about this opportunity, and it sparked, like, this could be something good, it could look good on a college resume, So that's kind of why I decided to join this.
Yeah. Were you ever nervous doing a radio show?
I feel like my first one, but after that, not much.
Right? We often tell you, get comfortable being uncomfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's the only way you're going to grow.
Yeah, and one thing I can tell everybody is don't be afraid to fail. Right.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to intelligent medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And what would intelligent medicine be without yet another vitamin D story? Vitamin D, among the most promising nutrients around. And while many supplements are greeted with skepticism by mainstream medicine, there's more and more evidence that vitamin D has a positive impact on health outcomes. So many of you are taking it. I've been talking about it for decades now here on Intelligent Medicine and in my practice. And I think it had a positive impact on the health of hundreds, if not thousands, of people. So here's an interesting article on the benefits of prenatal vitamin D. I always recommend pretty high doses of prenatal vitamin D. Many prenatal vitamins do contain vitamin D, standard prenatal vitamins dispensed by OBGYNs, but in my opinion, not enough. I think it's pretty reasonable for pregnant moms to take at least 1,000, but perhaps more, perhaps 2,000 international units of vitamin D. And in this study, supplementation with 1,000 international units per day during pregnancy had an interesting outcome, not so much on the mother's health, but on the health of the offspring. This published in the November issue of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. They gave 1,000 international units of vitamin D to women during pregnancy, and then they looked at the kids at ages 6 to 7 in what's called a post hoc analysis. They measured their bone density, and what they found was that compared with the placebo, not taking the vitamin D, taking vitamin D while pregnant resulted in a significantly higher whole body bone mineral content in the kids at ages 4 and then again at 6 to 7 years of age. And this is an exciting result because we're spending so much time looking at fracture prevention at the end of life. I mean, look at Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi recently broke a hip. I don't know how severe her fall was, but potentially was avoidable if she'd had strong bone density. There's no question that she gets excellent medical care, and she probably was on osteoporosis medications for many, many years. But a key strategy is to enhance bone density, and the suggestion is that kids get lots of exercise to make sure that their bones are strong, but also get a little bit of vitamin D early in life. But it turns out that it's good to start early, even before birth, to enhance bone density so you have a good bone reserve, which naturally declines as you age. And a simple intervention, just giving moms just a little vitamin D, in my opinion, maybe less than I would give, 1,000 international units per day, had a significant impact on kids' bone density early in life. This item on vitamin D is kind of a negative study. It's a negative study. So I call it as I see it because I'm not just reporting all the benefits of vitamins and supplements, but if there's a negative study, I'll share it with you. Not that vitamin D was harmful, but the prospect here was that vitamin D could prevent diabetes in a healthy population. So they did a study in Finland, and they looked at men 60 and older, and they were given vitamin D daily. In this study, it doesn't say precisely how much. The result was that there was no big difference in the number of cases between the placebo group, cases of diabetes, that is, no statistically significant difference in the number of cases between the groups. So these are healthy adults who were, averaged 60 or 65 at the start of the study. And part of the problem with the study was that only 9% of the individuals had a low level of vitamin D at the beginning of the study. So they say that this study does not speak to the potential for vitamin D to help prevent diabetes in people who are, to begin with, low in vitamin D. People who had adequate vitamin D, giving them more vitamin D, doesn't seem to make a big difference. And also, they don't know, although studies have been encouraging, in people who are susceptible to diabetes, maybe they've got prediabetes or metabolic syndrome, some studies have suggested that vitamin D supplementation can help prevent the development of diabetes in people who are diabetes prone. So they say the findings of the studies reinforce the view that the use of higher doses of vitamin D than recommended does not significantly affect the risk of developing type 2 diabetes in individuals without prediabetes and who already have a good vitamin D status. So, maybe it's not going to make a difference. They're doing pretty good. But they comment, so far there's no research data on whether high doses of vitamin D can be beneficial in preventing type 2 diabetes in individuals without prediabetes but with vitamin D deficiency. So there you have it on vitamin D. This item I want to share with you has to do with a supplement that I've recently begun taking. I'm very excited about it. It's Urolithin A. If you're ready to unlock a secret to youthful vitality, meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. It protects the mitochondria from deterioration. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. With MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging. They actually have a topical product that I use daily. All without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the art and science of Urolithin A. Since then, it has become a vital part of my wellness routine. More information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com/Hoffman for MitoPure. So our number 877-726-8255. So Maestro, can you queue up one of our recorded questions?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. This is Irene from Michigan. I had talked to you about a couple weeks ago about having a really bad dry mouth, and I thought it was coming from a couple medications that I had been on. But my doctor had sent me to a rheumatologist, and the rheumatologist said that it most likely was not any medication, that it's something called Sjögren's syndrome. Uh-huh. And I kind of Googled it on the computer, and, I mean, it just really upset me, and, you know, I'm just really taken back by this kind of, syndrome, and I don't know what I can do for it. Bye-bye.
Okay, so here's part of the problem, is that Sjögren's syndrome, and this is kind of a weird spelling, it's S-J-O with a little double dot over the O, so Sjögren's syndrome, it's like a Swedish word, the J is silent, and it's pronounced as an H. Sjögren's syndrome is a dry mouth condition that is an autoimmune condition, and it can affect all the mucous membranes of the body, and it can even affect, swallowing, and it can actually be, very, very devastating. But there are actually... part of the problem here is you may be suffering from cyberchondria, because the worst thing that happens is the doctor says, well, you have this condition. And the doctor seems kind of complacent. You go, well, this doctor's bedside manner kind of sucks. It's like, he's complacent, but I've got the condition, so I'm going to look it up. And then you look it up, and when you look stuff up, you're often going to see the most dire consequences of a condition. I mean, there's a whole spectrum of manifestations of Sjögren's syndrome, from mild dry eye to mild dry mouth, sometimes dry vagina. And so, but it can also be systemic and very, very serious. And from my understanding, there appear to be two subtypes of it. One is kind of a low-grade chronic type that occurs most often in women, and another that can occur in both sexes, which can be very rampant and devastating. And I think what you're reading about is the more rampant phenomenon. And I've treated a lot of people with mild Sjögren's syndrome, and they do okay. They may have annoying mouth dryness at times, for which they can use a mouth lubricant. One of the best ones that I can recommend is Rain from Clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com. They have Spry dental defense products, which are xylitol-based, and the Rain product is a great mouth moisturizer. But when you have an autoimmune condition, I generally recommend that people follow something called the AIP, the Autoimmune Paleo Diet. That can actually slow the progression. They need to take high doses of vitamin D, because vitamin D actually puts the brakes on autoimmunity. And in addition, it's really helpful to take lots and lots of essential fatty acids, particularly, the omega-3 fish oil, and maybe something like specific pro-resolving mediators. The acronym for that is SPM, available for a variety of companies. These have powerful anti-inflammatory effects and often can put the brakes on autoimmune conditions. So there you have the outlines of a strategy, but, you know, and, you know, unless the symptoms start to escalate very rapidly, I would say that you have kind of a slow, indolent form of mild Sjogren's condition, which is more of a nuisance rather than a potentially serious or life-threatening problem. That would be my advice to you. So, you know, it's probably a message of reassurance that maybe it's not as all so bad as it seems when you page through Wikipedia or Google it. Dr. Google is sometimes a cruel master. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. Just how big are video games?
Gaming is actually the largest entertainment vertical in the world by revenue. It's an over $200 billion business, and it's enjoyed by hundreds of millions that play over an hour every week. Tons of adults, many kids. People often think immediately to like a console or a PC gamer when you hear about video games, but any of your listeners right now that have played Candy Crush or Solitaire or even like the New York crossword on their phone, they count in that, you know, 200 million plus gamer number.
That's Cindy Walker from Xbox. And if you're new to gaming, Xbox makes it easy with Xbox Game Pass Ultimate.
And with that, you get access to, again, hundreds of titles. The catalog is closing in on 400 titles right now. But perhaps its most valuable aspect is you actually get a lot of our first-party titles the day that they launch.
Get gaming at Xbox.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it. And you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. 800-945-4062. That's 800-945-4062.
For eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only, results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Hello, I'm Dr. Harvey Abrams, head of research audiology at Jabra Enhance. Did you know there's a connection between untreated hearing loss and chronic conditions like cognitive decline and dementia? The good news is hearing aids can actually reduce these risks and help you stay connected. Today, I'm excited to tell you about my favorite hearing aids, the game-changing Jabra Enhance Select 500. Jabra Enhance offers an affordable solution for most common hearing problems with our best-ever speech-enhancing capabilities for a mighty sound in a micro-sized package. Plus, with Jabra Enhance's premium package, you get 3 years of continuous remote care provided by licensed hearing healthcare professionals. No waiting rooms or long commutes. It's as easy as video chatting with a friend. Because at Jabra Enhance, our job is to help you hear and be heard.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JabraEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is the place to record your questions for the Intelligent Medicine radio show anytime, 24/7. And a reminder, you know, we talk about a lot of supplements here on Intelligent Medicine. Some of them sound kind of esoteric, a little hard to track down. And there's a concern about lots of rampant fraud on some of the usual supplement purveying sites like Amazon. You never quite know whether the products are reliable. The answer is to go to FullScript, which is my online supplement dispensary where you can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements at drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And these are the very supplements that I prescribe to my patients to take myself. I order through FullScript. It's fast. Shipping is free. And it's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. So drhoffmanstore.com for supplements. Check it out in 2025. 877-726-8255. Once again, our number. This item is one of these economic analyses that looks at what would happen if we eliminated exposures to endocrine-disrupting and neurotoxic chemicals in plastic. We've heard of BPA, bisphenol A, and there are other compounds that have a harmful effect. They are carcinogenic, and they can be endocrine disruptors. So they did an economic analysis, and it's kind of an extrapolation, but it's interesting to look at this one. We estimate that eliminating exposures to these chemicals in countries constituting one-third of the world's population would have saved approximately, get this, 600,000 lives. They say that we would have saved approximately 11.7 million IQ points because these compounds affect the brain. We estimate that the economic benefit in 2015 of reductions, that's the latest year for which they had statistics, the economic benefit of reductions in exposures to these chemicals is $1.5 trillion. These chemicals include DEHP, diethyl phthalate, and PBDEs, polybrominated diphenyl ethers, as well as bisphenol A or BPA. They're credibly linked to adverse health and cognitive impacts. And so definitely they can kill you, they can impair brain function, and it's a worthwhile project to figure out how we can reduce their toxic burden. This item is interesting because it looks at why are alcoholics more aggressive. We recently talked about, oh, how great it is to drink wine. There's no question that alcohol can lead to aggression. And mostly the research on that has looked at something called disinhibition, like shy people become more outgoing when they drink a little. That's one of the reasons why people drink, is to alter their personality and to disinhibit them. Maybe disinhibit them socially, disinhibit them sexually, etc. But there's an interesting aspect to this when it comes to aggression. It turns out that alcohol is kind of an anesthetic, right? You know, you've seen these old movies where they're out in the Wild West and they don't have anesthesia and they say, here, drink some whiskey and we'll pull out that bullet. Okay? It is an anesthetic. It reduces your pain. It increases your pain threshold. And it turns out in a study, it also reduces your empathy for other people's pain. Because what they did was they gave participants drinks, and they found that their pain threshold, their personal pain threshold when given electric shocks, was increased. They could tolerate higher levels of pain. But then when they were given an opportunity to shock someone else, when they were intoxicated, they would use higher levels of electrical stimulus to shock other people. So the tagline on this story is, I don't feel your pain, how alcohol increases aggression. And this item, is the internet impairing your medical memory? It turns out that for doctors, and this is the case for me, is in the medical school they say, well, you don't have to memorize everything. You just have to know where to look everything up. Well, now you can look everything up at the touch of a button. And the effect on our brains is interesting because we're having a lot less in terms of memory. Our memories are being outsourced to electronic devices, changing human consciousness. Well, thanks very much for joining us. We have some good news to share with you in 2025. Our radio audience will be expanding to New York. Find out all about it when we return after the holidays. Have yourself a very Merry Christmas and a Happy Hanukkah. And make sure that you check out D.R. Hoffman to become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. We've got some great podcasts there, some great stories that you can read during the quiet holiday time. Thanks very much. And have a very happy holiday and a happy new year.
Are you ready to unlock the secret to youthful vitality? Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline Nutrition. MitoPure ignites your body's natural anti-aging pathway, mitophagy. As we age, our cells can become damaged and dysfunctional. But with MitoPure, you can recycle these worn-out cells. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of robust scientific research. Boost your cellular energy, enhance muscle strength and endurance, and even fight skin aging, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. I discovered MitoPure a couple of years ago after diving into the science of Urolithin A. Since then, it's become a vital part of my wellness routine. For more information and to order, visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 10% off MitoPure. Whether you're looking to support muscle health, enhance your skin routine, or invest in your long-term vitality, MitoPure is your scientifically backed ally in the quest for slowing down the aging process. That's timeline.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best price.
prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The suspect in Germany's deadly Christmas market attack is being held on murder charges. Police say the 50-year-old Saudi Arabian doctor is facing 5 counts of murder, numerous counts of attempted murder, and assault after appearing in court last night. He's accused of killing 4 women and a 9-year-old boy by driving into a crowded holiday market in the city of Magdeburg on Friday. More than 200 others were injured. President Trump is suggesting that his new administration could try to regain control of the Panama Canal after it was created by the United States. Currently, China controls 2 of Panama's 5 principal zone ports through Hong Kong-based Hutchison, with 1 on each side of the waterway of Balboa and Cristobal. President Trump says Panama has not lived up to the terms of the treaty, which gave them control from the U.S.
When President Jimmy Carter foolishly gave it away for $1, $1, during his term in office, it was solely for Panama to manage and not for China or any other country to manage. You see what's going on there?
Republican lawmakers very concerned. Agriculture industry is still reeling months after Hurricane Helene ravaged crops across the South. Farmer Chris Hopkins.
We need that assistance. We need it timely. These rural communities live and die by agriculture. And when agriculture leaves and an operation dries up and quits, it's not just the family farm that's dependent on it or a couple employees that work on that family farm. It's all the other ancillaries that are touched by that farm.
Hopkins just finished harvesting his ravaged cotton crop. Figures he lost half of it, costing him roughly $430,000. Amazon workers in Staten Island, New York, have become the latest to join the nationwide strike against the online retailer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than $1 a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Special payments from the IRS.
The money will be directly deposited into eligible people's bank accounts or sent in the mail by a paper check. Most people shouldn't get their hopes up, though, about receiving the cash. The IRS says it's distributing about $2.4 billion to taxpayers who failed to claim a recovery rebate credit on their 2021 tax returns after missing one of the COVID stimulus payments or receiving less than the full amount. The IRS says most taxpayers eligible for the federal stimulus payments receive them. I'm Shelley Adler.
5 people are hurt after a man crashed his car through the doors of a JCPenney in Texas. Police say the incident began as a car chase in Killeen Saturday night and ended when the suspect smashed into the store at the Killeen Mall, running over 4 people in the process. News and analysis at townhall.com. Britain's government has approved the sale of Royal Mail's parent company to a Czech billionaire. Correspondent Jeremy House reports.
The sale paves the way for the Postal Service to pass into foreign ownership for the first time in its 500-year history. Authorities have confirmed that the $4.6 billion takeover of Royal Mail's owner, International Distribution Services, by businessman Daniel Kretinsky's EP Group, can go ahead. The service will remain headquartered in Great Britain, and as part of the deal, Britain's government will retain a so-called golden share in the service. Jeremy House reporting.
Holiday travel rush well underway across the nation. Nearly 120 million people are expected to travel at least 50 miles from their homes between now and New Year's Day. This weekend alone, the TSA says holiday travel is predicted to top the record level seen on Thanksgiving. More on these stories at townhall.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of Home Downsizing Solutions, and you're going to want to write down the information here, contact information. So toll free, you can call 855-291-5005. You can also visit online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me back, and great to be here. And as always, hopefully I can impart some great information for the listeners today.
Well, it's going to be excellent. And for our listeners, the mission of the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And we're going to lean on resources today with Ben. And Ben, you wanted to talk about the website, homedownsizing.com. And there, this thing is loaded with a ton of resources that are just super, super helpful.
Correct, Steve. One of the things that I've tried to do for years and years is to come from a place of education first before just providing home buying services. I've always wanted to educate people as to the different ways they can sell a house, you know, what all is entailed in selling a house. And so for the website, there's a lot of, I think, great free resources on there. I recorded a kind of a mini TV show. Actually, it did run as a TV show in some markets. There's a way
you
to.
Mean, I'm going to need your autograph. You're famous. You're a famous movie star now.
Not really, no. but it was a TV show, so
yeah, that's cool.
A full length TV show.
That's very cool.
There is a section to for people to get their house value when they want to contact us. We can go out and in us or an affiliated agent can provide different values. So one of the things that I really like to do is to give an idea what we estimate their house would be worth on the market if it's in great condition. So if it needs improvements, what it's going to take to get it to that great condition,
mm-hmm.
as well as if they sell it in a traditional manner in its completely as-is condition, and what a cash offer would be.
Okay.
So that a person realizes or gets an idea of the different ways they can sell the house and what we estimate their net amount would be.
And I think it's great because you're giving them three options.
Correct.
At least. And that is, I think that's an excellent approach to that.
Mm-hmm. And we have the National Association of Senior Moving Guide. We provide that free of charge on the website. My first book, Home Downsizing Secrets, is on the website to download for free. And my new Stress-Free Home Downsizing Workbook, which is a companion guide to my Stress-Free Home Downsizing book that's available if a person wants to contact us through the website or go to Amazon. They can buy the book. If they would like a free download of the workbook, then that is also now on the website.
All right, and so for that free download of the workbook, and I've gone through this. We're going to talk about it here, and there's a lot to it, so we're going to just kind of touch on the highlights today. But for your free copy of the Home Downsizing Workbook, this will be helpful if you're in the situation where you're looking at downsizing and then selling your house in whatever way you choose to sell your house. Go to homedownsizing.com, and you can download that free of charge. Ben, thank you for that, free of charge. Or if you have some questions for Ben, 855-291-5005.
That's correct. So, again, I think there's a lot of great resources that are on the website. If you have an item that you don't think is covered that would be beneficial for us to put on the website or to create something to help a person with selling a house and making that transition to either downsizing in general or to a senior care community, please let me know, because we're always trying to provide better information to help that process be easier, smoother, less of a hassle.
So I'm just kind of going through here, and I can just we can drill down on a few of these pieces here, but I'm just looking at, so first of all, it's called Stress-Free Home Downsizing Workbook. And a senior's guide to selling your house and simplifying your life. And again, this is written by Ben Socek. It is really, really excellent. Ben, I have to say, when I read through this, I'm really impressed. You know a lot about a lot. So there's some really good information in here. But, is it time to begin downsizing? I think it's probably one of the biggest parts of the transition to, at least to a senior living community, is just the thought of dread of, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with all of my stuff? And should I fix up my house? Should I sell it as is and just walk away? It can be just crippling as far as I've talked to so many people, and they got so overwhelmed, they just sat there and they did nothing. They were just paralyzed by the thought of it.
Correct. We certainly have I've talked to a number of individuals as well over the last 25-plus years, and that is a very common thing, is people even say that they know that it's time to do something, that they want to do something, but it's always making that first step. And so with the book was one thing, and I really like the information that's in the book, because I think that's a great resource as well. But I wanted to create a workbook so that a person could download it, print it out, print more copies of certain sections if it's beneficial, if they needed more copies of certain sections, and to have give them something to work at and actually written down and something in their hands that they could write on and utilize the best they can, besides just a book, which is sometimes difficult to actually literally get their hands on and do something with to help them.
Well, and I like that you have all kinds of tables where you can fill in. Here's a provider. This is what they cost. This is what they provide. These are the qualifications. So they can help you when you're out surveying and maybe interviewing two or three different, home care providers or senior move managers or whatever it is. So I'm just going through the table of contents. So is it time to begin downsizing? It walks you through that self-reflection worksheet, the 365 test activity, room by room downsizing checklists, and then a scenario exercise. So this is really thorough. Again, areas where you can make notes, you can make calculations, engaging in a home care, a company home caregivers. It could be a company or just an individual caregiver. Planning a move with senior move managers, working with senior placement agents, estate sales and auction professionals, elder care, elder law and estate planning attorneys, working with senior community managers, leveraging medical social workers, navigating support with hospital ombudsman. It goes on, paying for care. It goes on and on and on. It's just so comprehensive. This is fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you think that you like it, Steve, because that was the goal, is to have something that is beneficial for individuals that you and others that work with seniors in that downsizing and moving to senior living space encounter, and always trying to find ways to provide value for you and your clients. So that's great.
And emergency preparedness worksheet. So your primary contact as far as the family members, your doctors and specialists in the specialized doctors that you might see, your primary care physician, their name, their phone numbers, the nearest hospital, your preferred hospital, medication lists and dosages, backup caregiver information. And that's just that part of it right there is so important, because a lot of people know this stuff. It's not written down anywhere, and if something happens to you and you're not able to communicate that, your family, your immediate caregivers, they're left to just trying to put the pieces together, and they may have no idea how to do that.
And if, like you said, if this is a something to fill out ahead of time so that your loved ones and potential power of attorney or PR individuals later on, those individuals might have a better idea of what you, as the person that is filling this out, want to see happen going forward. And so at least it provides a way to document those items as well.
And do you need a senior move manager? And then it goes through just planning your move, room by room downsizing, how to choose a senior move manager, look at costs, qualifications, certifications, all of these things. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. Reach out to Ben Socek at 855-291-5005 or visit online at homedownsizing.com for your free copy of this incredible and very valuable workbook. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to determine your home's value is to use an online service. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. From entrance detection to two-way voice to HD video, there has been a ton of great improvements in home security tech. So why not bring that same tech to your car? Chris Chu is from Nextbase, makers of the Nextbase IQ Dashcam.
And as we probably know, you know, a lot of people who are lucky enough to own a house, their car is the second most expensive purchase that they've made in their life. So why wouldn't we expect some of the technology and securities that we would have from your home security in the car? So there's a lot more opportunity for your car to be in harm's way, and we think that there's a solution for that. And we're introducing the first truly smart dashcam with amazing video and technology around AI, spatial awareness, and cellular technology. Put all that technology together, we can solve some really great problems that you face every day.
More on the Nextbase IQ Dashcam tomorrow. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call? If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
It got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation. Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The best way to determine your home's value is to use an online service. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
Well, the online, and first I'll back up a little bit. Obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously either. Typically, the first thing that people do when they are considering selling a house is wondering, okay, what is my house worth?
Yeah.
And of course, with technology, the easiest thing to do is put online search for what is my house worth. And that could turn up, you know, online sites like Zillow or Realtor.com. There are a number of different ones that are out there, but they're all what I would term information aggregators.
Okay.
And so they do the best they can with online information, pulling information from your local county assessor and treasurer, mm-hmm. and wherever else they can get information about your property. What they can't get, though, is actually looking at your property, looking at the condition of the inside of the house, looking at the condition of the roof, outside of the house, foundation, things like that. Maybe whether it's on a busy street or not. And so they just cannot take into account every piece of reality than if you call a local real estate professional to say, can you come and take a look at my house? Show me the comparables for what the activity is in my neighborhood and subdivision and get a better idea of what your real value is.
Okay.
And also I'll add, just as an agent typically will say, well, I can sell your house for X number of dollars, or an appraiser will say your house is worth Y number of dollars. That's typically a gross number. That's
okay.
Not the net number that you're going to put in your pocket if you sell the house.
Yep.
And so that's a big discrepancy there too. So just again, from an educational perspective, just be aware of what those numbers are where they come from.
And I think if you go online, I think it's a good resource to maybe get you in the ballpark. But if you really want to know, right down to the penny, what that house is worth, there's no substitute for a knowledgeable professional visiting you in person and actually inspecting the house inside and out. So
that's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
And, of course, like any other profession, you get three real estate professionals to ask them what your house is worth. You're probably going to get three different numbers, but at least that's going to be a more accurate number than just an information aggregator that's online.
And, you know, we refinanced our house. It's been a while back and took advantage of some rates and all that stuff. And the online number was pretty good, but our in-person number was a lot better. And so that was helpful. But it gets you in the ballpark. So, again, we're speaking today with Ben Silchek. He's the owner of Home Downsizing Solutions at homedownsizing.com or toll-free 855-291-5005. And, Ben, you wanted to talk today about the five different ways that Home Downsizing Solutions can help your clients.
Correct. I think when people hear a home buyer, the tendency is to automatically go to what they either perceive or have encountered, which is typically just a company that throws out one cash offer, which to most people is typically low.
Kind of low end, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there's reason for that typically, but and some companies just throw out unrealistically low numbers that they're just going to see if somebody bites or not.
Yeah.
In our company's, in Home Downsizing Solutions case, what I really like about what we do is our team can go out and meet with the seller and give them multiple scenarios of what we think the best scenario is of what they will net in the different ways to sell a house. So whether they list with one of our agents or an agent in general, to sell a house in a traditional manner is one way. To work with an agent that, like on my team, on some situations, we can even go ahead and pay for small cosmetic updates to increase the value of the house for the seller, with, of course, their permission, and they understand they're going to pay for those things at closing.
Sure.
But it helps with a seller that says, you know, I'd like to improve my house. I just don't know what to do. I don't have the contacts. And so our team can help with some of those things. A third way, of course, is to sell to, like in our company, a direct cash home buying company. And we can give that number too. So if a person puts value in the benefits that we offer, which is they don't have to do any updates, they don't have to worry about any showings, keeping the house in show-ready condition, and they just want to be done with it, then we can be a great solution for that. The next way is that some people like, or it works better for them to turn their house, the equity in their house, into a monthly income stream. That lets us pay more for the overall price of the house, and if they don't have a place to put that money anyway, it could give them a good monthly income from their property. And of course, the last thing that we started doing is if a person likes their home, wants to stay in their home, but they don't want any responsibility for the maintenance or repairs, and they want to be able to leave, whether it's in 3 months or 3 years, then we can buy the house and allow them to stay in the house as a tenant. And so those are the different ways that we can work with a person, depending on what they want to see happen.
So that's amazing. This is just really a comprehensive offering. So five different ways to sell your house and to deal with that. So list with the real estate agent, that would be more of a traditional approach, I guess.
That's correct. And whether the agent helps the seller do any improvements, or like with our team, we can kind of work with the seller to do some of the improvements to maximize their value.
Okay, and then you could also sell your house for cash as is, take what you want, and just walk away. And Ben's company can help with all of the stuff in your house. They can help to liquidate that. They can throw stuff away if it needs to be tossed. And they can buy your house for a fair price in as-is condition. And I've referred clients to Ben, and they have had nothing but positive feedback. They said, you know, he was super easy to work with, and one day, fairly soon, money just showed up in our account, and it was just super, super easy to work with. You can also sell your house and collect payments and turn that house into an income stream, or sell the house and stay in the house after it's sold. Those are fantastic options. You really covered all of the bases there, all the options.
That's the goal, is to provide anybody that is thinking of selling or does not want the responsibilities of being a homeowner different ways that we can work with them and hopefully be of value to them.
All right, that's Ben Socek. He's the owner of Home Downsizing Solutions, online at homedownsizing.com or toll-free 855-291-5005. Be sure to reach out to Ben and explore these options and see which one would be best for you and your unique situation. And, Ben, thanks so much for being here today, and great job as always, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, Steve. And, again, as always, hopefully someone, the listeners, have gotten some value out of me talking here today. And I also hope that everybody has a Merry Christmas and a great year in 25.
All right. We'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Louis Gossett Jr.
Eric Braden. Danson Williams.
Burt Ward.
Peter Marshall.
Lindsay Wagner.
Loretta Swit.
Michelle Nichols.
Shirley Jones.
Louise Sorrell.
Good answer. A lovely and chatting interview.
It's all the
conversation. It wasn't an interview.
Well, thank you. That's what I try to do. I try to make this a conversation.
You made it.
That's TV Confidential.
Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Debate over Trump's tariffs. And what does President Vladimir Putin really think of Joe Biden's decision on Ukraine? Find out on the show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I picked up things about believing in oneself and like having confidence, something I struggle with from time to time. Just like having that self-value and self-worth, knowing that even if things don't go as planned all the time, there's always a way to bounce back.
William, did you ever struggle with your confidence?
All the time. Not only in my personal self, but even in the business, right? I think as an entrepreneur, you ask yourself, are you making the right decision? But what I've learned is if you believe in yourself, right, work hard at what you do, you will make the right decisions, all right? Even if they could be the wrong one at that time, I promise you it always works out.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
The fighting spirit of the Marine Corps is born of battles won. Battles won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. It's who we are. It's what we do. It's a promise made to you for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so we're going to shift gears and speak with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Bruce Glenn. He's the Senior Wealth Manager and President of Rally Wealth and Benefits. And Bruce, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Thanks, Steve. Always good to be here.
All right. Do you have all your Christmas shopping done? Or do you still have a few items outstanding there?
Got a couple things to do still.
Okay. I'm excited to say I'm completely done. I'm not wrapped yet. I still have to wrap a few things, but I'm just about done. So.
Yeah, gift cards are easy to wrap.
That's right. I do still have to get a gift card for my wife to drop in the stocking. So.
Right.
But I guess I'm not done this. There we go. if you have a question for Bruce or anyone on his team, again, Rally Wealth and Benefits, toll free, it's 888-241-2361 or online at rallywb.com. And Bruce, we're going to basically focus on a 2024 recap and kind of wrap it up and then what to expect in this upcoming year of 2025. So now that we're approaching the end of the year, what should we remember about 2024 as it pertains to the market and inflation and some of the other factors we've discussed?
Yeah, so on the market specifically, I'm just kind of dialing on that first of all. I mean, the S&P 500 hit 6,000 for the first time. And this could, as we wrap the year up, we've got a couple of trading days left, but this could be only the fourth time out of the last 100 years of history where we've had the S&P 500 in back-to-back years where we've averaged over 20% per year.
Wow.
So that could be pretty historic. Now, you kind of have to temper that and realize that, you know, from, you know, June of 2021 through September of 2023, we had a really rough time. It's only the third time in history when both stocks and bonds went down on paper value.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've got 2024 was the rebound year. Last part, 2023, and then 2024 has been a nice rebound year. So that's been, I would say, the number one headline of the year for me.
All right. And as you've mentioned multiple times on the program before, it doesn't matter which party wins the election. There's usually like a bump or some sort of an activity, either plus or minus, usually a bump, and then. But you said over time, though, regardless, the market usually responds about the same, going way back for decades and decades.
Yeah, it's interesting. And we, of course, like you said, we talked about this a couple of different times. But the election year, presidential election year cycle years, the market has averaged 11.2% per year, and overall, the market averages a little bit below 10%. And but we went back and looked at both Republican presidential election wins and Democratic election wins, and it was actually the same. Both parties, 11.2%. So, yeah, the market is really agnostic when it comes to the actual election year, but the anticipation of changes, it usually is above average year. And a lot of times, once we have some certainty of who won from the election night through the end of the year, it's usually pretty solid time.
Okay.
So it's really held true to history so far as the election part of the
good deal.
Year.
Good deal. All right. So are there any specific highlights that you'd like to cover from 2024?
Yeah, I'm going to, you know, the big thing was AI really took off this year, the Magnificent Seven.
Mm.
And that's one of the scary things about the market right now. It's pretty frothy when you think in terms of the tech, the high-flying tech, especially companies that have a lot of AI exposure. That's really driven the S&P 500 in a big way. You know, if you think about 500 companies, not all 500 are going to be doing well at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, you really seven, you know, the Magnificent Seven have really driven this market way above and beyond the rest of the companies. And that can be kind of scary because those things can pull back also. So, you know, we'll talk about that more after the break. But,
yeah,
the 2025 cautionary could be the fact that that's been crazy. The Federal Reserve lowered rates. I mean, you know, we're sitting here about a 1% less than we were on their target ranges for the end of 2024 versus where we started the year off at.
Yep.
That's a good thing because that indicated that inflation has improved somewhat. It's not still to that target range they want to be at. But, you know, we're looking at, you know, October's 2.6% inflation. November's 2.7. We'll see where December ends up at. You know, we don't want to see it creeping back up. That's the one caution is if the Fed lowers rates a little too fast, too quick, they could reignite inflation, and then that could be a challenge. So we want to be careful about that. But inflation overall is better, and, you know, the election year has been historically true to form.
Well, and when you hear about, you know, some big tax rate cuts for individuals, for corporation, President-elect Trump spoke with the president of SoftBank, and he's, you know, promising $100 billion investment with at least 100,000 jobs. And it just, I think it gives a lot of optimism, and that has to have some effect, like you said, in kind of a at least a short-term boost in the markets.
Right. So taxes specifically. So, you know, we have the Trump tax cuts from his first term that were set to expire here next year.
Yep.
And, you know, so you have to assume that he's going to hopefully try and make those permanently, you know, probably. And then he talked about not taxing tips. And like you said, there's other, you know, several other areas he's talked about reducing taxes, lowering taxes. How much that actually gets done, we'll see. And that's always, you know, where does the reality hit? Now, if his first term is any indication of his second term, He pretty much held up and tried to hold his promises pretty straightforward. Like him or hate him, and I know that he's a very polarizing individual, but he did appear to handle a lot of his, you know, promises in his first election cycle.
Yep.
So we'll see. But there is an awful lot of tax conversation out there. You know, and the consumers, you know, talking about going back to this, you know, this year, 2024, a little bit further, you know, we kind of saw some different things happening. So I talked about AI being on fire. But the actual day in and day out consumer, I think, went a little bit more to the core purchasing or the staple products and not quite as much discretionary as far as like your regular average American, right? So that was a little bit of a change we saw this year. You know, we talked about the GDP, but the overall, the GDP is running around 2.7%, and the economy's strong. People are working, unemployment's low, economy's strong, markets are strong. Things have been pretty solid here as we finish up the year. And the U.S. markets, United States markets, have been stronger than the international in most areas. And that's kind of been that trend here recently. We keep waiting for international to rebound, but it hasn't really caught up to the U.S. yet. Those kind of run in different cycles. They don't always run parallel to each other. And home purchasing, we're not seeing as many homes selling as quick or with multiple offers above price. But we're still seeing a very robust housing market in spite of the interest rates being higher than what they had been. So those are some things that we kind of just, again, just a little bit of recap 2024. The house market still stayed pretty strong. And, of course, the Chiefs repeated in 2024. So
that was
number one.
Well, that was almost a given. And that is part of the recap. It happened last February, but so we'll have to see. We'll have to see if we can pull that one off again. But that'll be a 2025 recap.
So. Right, and of course, Mr. Producer in here in the studio with us today. He's a big Bronco fan, so yeah.
Absolutely. With that O-line you guys have, it ain't going to happen.
Well,
Broncos are looking pretty good.
Yeah, they are. They're looking really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're looking kind of sneaky good. So I guess we're gonna see what happens there. So all right, and then how did consumers respond to the market this year?
Yeah, like I said, the consumers kept spending pretty good. You know, we always kind of joke that not always, but in the last couple of years, that, you know, one of the most dangerous places you could be, except for Patrick Mahomes being behind our lack of left tackle on our offensive line. But
yeah,
you know, one of the places you got to be careful about is being between the consumer and the cash register. It's just been a dangerous place to be because they've still been spending money in a crazy way. You know, we're seeing little sub things of the economy. For example, credit card balances are higher, right? People are spending more than they're making. And part of that is because inflation has been so high, and a lot of people that are kind of paycheck to paycheck or on a fixed income, they have really struggled to just be able to, you know, put the same food on the table. Or, you know, just do the same things they were doing a few years ago. And so that's been a really big challenge. So you have seen consumers, I think, start to catch up to the fact that we can't keep doing what we were doing. So that's why I mentioned a little bit earlier that, you know, we've seen them kind of go a little more spending towards the core consumer staple items.
Yep.
And maybe not as much on travel and holidays and cruises.
Yep.
And maybe some of the frills and some segments of the economy have been cut back, you know, just a little bit. But overall, 2024 was certainly a good year and tailed on, you know, I'd say the last 15 months. And you go back to the Federal Reserve lowering rates in September 2023.
That seemed to have a nice effect, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So pretty strong overall.
All right. So if you have questions for Bruce Glenn, if you want a second look at your portfolio, they're offering a free consultation and a free look at that. They have some very powerful modeling software where they can take a look at that, let you know if you're on track for your goals or not. 888-241-2361 or online at rallywb.com. And now the Senior Care Live bonus question of the week. When investing, timing the market always yields the highest returns. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes a very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your cheeks are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm going to see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the bonus Senior Care Live question of the week. When investing, timing the market always yields the highest returns. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Bruce, why is that statement false?
So it's almost impossible to try and time both the bottom of the market and the top of the market. And there's so many different components to go into it, and it's just a fool's errand to even try and do that. And kind of one of the old sayings I live by is that time in the market beats timing the market. And what I mean by that is when the market is on a downslide, and it can, you know, if you have some good dividend paying stocks or investments in there, good yielding items, most of the time those items stay, well, they stay as a straight dollar amount per share. And usually they stay pretty steady and maybe even increase over time. Well, if the market's on sale, you're actually buying more shares at a cheaper price.
Yeah.
And then when the market turns around and comes back up, you've got more shares than you did before. So you start getting that compounding effect at a quicker pace. So trying to avoid the downturn isn't necessarily the biggest thing in the world. Best thing is you want to have a certain amount of money in a bucket that's, you know, money you have to have in the next year or two that's fairly stable. But, you know, trying to time the market's really tough. We do shift. Right now we're hedging just a little bit towards a heavier dividend side because we are in market territory, you know, new market high territory.
Yeah.
And so you want to be in a position where if the market, and the market's going to eventually pull back.
Yep.
I can guarantee that.
Yeah,
right. You know, the market isn't going to go on up forever.
It's not going to do 20 like it's done the last couple. So, yeah.
Probably not. For, you know, I think 2025 probably won't do the same number it's done the last 2 years. But it is really important to just kind of, you know, shift a little more towards dividend or maybe just a little bit more conservative when the markets are at all-time highs. Don't just sit there and ride the high flying roller coaster all the time. And then when the market's lower, you know, a lot of times we want to, when we feel like the market's kind of settled down a little bit, kind of plateaued down, you kind of get a feel for when the market doesn't really want to go any lower.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to find the bottom than it is the top.
Yeah.
The top sometimes can just keep going beyond, you know, normal price earnings ratios and fundamentals that shouldn't do it, but it keeps going.
Yep, yep.
But the bottom, you can really see when there's a floor kind of setting up, and that's a little bit easier to kind of shift more into growth, even though it, you know, kind of ahead of the time on the bottom side of it. But you can't catch both sides of it.
Okay. If that is catching your attention, resonating with you, and you're like, wait a minute. This is news to me. This is interesting to me. I think I need to check this out. I would recommend reaching out to Bruce Glenn. He's the senior wealth manager and president of Rally Wealth and Benefits. Toll free at 888-241-2361. You can also visit online at an excellent website at rallywb.com. And, Bruce, so we're just turning the corner, moving into 2025. What should we look forward to in the new year?
Right. So to kind of pick up on what we're talking about in the last segment, I think the first thing to look forward to is the historic first three-peat of an NFL champion, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, of course. I mean, there's no doubt. Yeah.
I think the Fed will continue to make some cuts. Like I predicted last year for the beginning of 2024, I said that the market was not going to cut anywhere near as many times as the – you know, the Wall Street was predicting six cuts. I said, there's not no way it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't, you know. So we got about half that.
You were right on the money on all of that.
Right. I think the same thing this year. I think they're going to be, you know, a few minor cuts. I think we're going to get down maybe a percent lower from the beginning of 2025 till maybe, you know, October, somewhere in that range, and get down to what we call a Fed neutral stance. You know, they like to see, you know, housing market, for example, around 5%. Roughly, and you know, your overall rates in that 4.5, you know, that Fed rate range. I think that they feel like that's a pretty, you know, 3.5-4.5% range is pretty much where they want to be at. I think we're going to see GDP around 2%, which will be a little bit lower than this year. You know, we're going to probably wind up here about 2.7% on the GDP. I think we're still going to have positive growth, but I think it'll be more around a flat 2% range versus closer to 3 at this year. I do expect the tax cuts to get, you know, made permanent, the 2025, I don't think it's going to sunset. It's going to make that permanent.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a few more tax advantages. I think tariffs are one thing that we're going to have to really keep an eye on because, you know, there's been a lot of talk about tariffs and trying to control the economy and keep China from playing games with us and these other foreign bad actors in some cases.
Yeah.
But I'm not as concerned about it as a lot of people are because we did see tariffs in Trump's first term. So I don't think it's new territory for us. And he does tend to negotiate, and being a businessman and negotiator, he'll throw some wild things out there against the wall that he knows is overstated or overblown, and he's going to settle someplace lower than that on what he's trying to get accomplished. But tariffs, if it gets too aggressive, that could hurt the economy, or it could protect our U.S. economy too, you know, with manufacturing and employment and things like that. So we'll see how the tariff action goes. We have to watch that really closely.
Okay.
You know, energy, I do expect energy to continue to kind of lower. Trump has kind of a more of a, and I'm not trying to be disrespectful, President-elect Trump, he has more of a all-encompassing energy policy. He's not going to overweight to green or overweight to wind or overweight to fossil. He's kind of like, or nuclear, he kind of has an all-of-the-above approach.
Yeah.
And if we get the energy under control, you're going to see inflation improve dramatically because a lot of the grocery prices you see, it's not the farmers in most cases, or if it is the farmers because they're paying more for fuel and fertilizer.
Yep. Right? Gas is tied all the way through that supply chain.
Yeah, absolutely. The entire supply chain and energy, you know, is, you know, number one, if not number one, it's certainly right there as far as leading indication of where our inflation is going to run at. So that's a really big part of that. But, I expect the markets to continue to be solid and have a good year. I don't think we're going to see what we did last couple of years because, again, that was the rebound. The rebound's always hotter.
Yep.
and then you hopefully continue on up a little bit further before it has that kind of pullback. And hopefully we're not going to have any big pullback. But, you know, you're going to see a couple of 10% corrections next year, but hopefully nothing dramatic. So we'll see about that.
And then any key drivers for your predictions?
Yeah, so the things I always watch, I do a lot of see what the Fed says and kind of read between the lines and what their emotions tell me.
Yeah,
History, I mean, we've been through these market cycles a lot of different times. And, you know, we kind of see things setting up similar to what it did in X year before, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever the case is.
Yep.
But you get to where you have a feel for it. And so I like to, you know, rely on history to a certain degree. Sectors of the economy, again, energy sector, consumer staples, consumer discretionary, these are kind of some good indicators as to where we're at. The housing market, if we get, you know, rates lower, where that's going at as well. Inflation, obviously, is a big key. So those mortgage rates are kind of a big challenge there for us.
And then any other challenges?
Yeah, you know, the wars, you know, there's a couple of wars out there that President Trump has talked about trying to get a head start on getting those turned around and stopped. I think we're going to see, probably going
to
see.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do
about them? The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says the U.S. may take back the Panama Canal, speaking Sunday at the Turning Point USA's America Fest in Arizona. President Trump told the crowd it will happen if Panama does not stop overcharging the U.S. for use of the key Central American waterway. President Trump called the fees being charged by Panama ridiculous and highly unfair. The United States completed construction of the canal in 1914. Jimmy Carter gave control of the canal to Panama in the 1970s. A top-ranking NYPD officer abruptly resigns amid sexual misconduct allegations.
NYPD Chief of Department Jeffrey Madry abruptly resigning Friday amid allegations he demanded sex from a subordinate in exchange for overtime pay. Madry's lawyer dismissing the allegations, a lawyer for his accuser, Lieutenant Quatisha Epps, filing a complaint with the EEOC Saturday claiming Madry engaged in quid pro quo sexual harassment. The NYPD says it takes all allegations of sexual misconduct seriously and will thoroughly investigate. Julie Walker, New York.
Japan's largest bank apologizes after an employee allegedly steals more than $6.6 million.
The bank, MUFG, says it's investigating and that several billion yen might have been taken. The thefts occurred at two Tokyo branches of the bank from April 2020 until the problem was discovered at the end of October. MUFG Bank's president and CEO, Junichi Hanzawa, says the female employee responsible for managing the safe deposit boxes and their keys is suspected of taking advantage of that position to steal from the boxes of about 60 customers.
Correspondent Jeremy House. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing. Even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their 3-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
The Senate passes legislation to boost Social Security payments.
The bill is a long-time priority for former public employees.
The bipartisan bill next heads to President Biden. It will eliminate long-time reductions to Social Security benefits for nearly 3 million people who receive pensions because they worked in federal, state, and local government, or public service jobs like teachers, firefighters, and police officers.
Ron Taylor reporting, the FDA is approving the use of a weight loss drug to treat sleep apnea. The drug maker says Zepbound's been approved for obstructive sleep apnea in adults with obesity, the first drug treatment for that condition. It affects about 39 million people in the U.S. Rotten Tomatoes is out with this list of top Christmas movies. It's a Wonderful Life, Die Hard, Little Women, Klaus, the original Miracle on 34th Street, Shop Around the Corner, and Meet Me in St. Louis all top the list. News and analysis at townhall.com. Starting in 2027, new seatbelt regulations will be in effect. John Scott has more.
All new passenger vehicles will have to sound a warning if rear seat passengers don't buckle up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration rule will also require longer warnings when front seat belts aren't fastened. Front seat changes take effect on September 1st, 2026. This will apply to passenger cars, trucks, buses, except for school buses, and multipurpose vehicles weighing up to 10,000 pounds. The agency estimates 50 lives per year will be saved and 500 injuries prevented. John Scott reporting.
Authorities are investigating what caused a crack in a Colorado ski lift that forced the evacuation of 170 stranded skiers and snowboarders at Winter Park Resort. Passengers were lowered down by ropes over the course of about 5 hours. No injuries reported. More on these stories at townhall.com.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Reading Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2025 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2025 Kia Sorento today. Tis the season of new tradition sales events at Reading Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Helms Medicine is a weekly program that puts together all the important health stories of the week for you. And this week is no exception. We've got lots to talk about. We also invite you to call with questions or comments, 877-726-8255, so long as it relates to Intelligent Medicine. And among the stories that we're going to tackle, we got a lot to cover. This weekend, be wary when the New York Times calls you for an interview. We'll find out what happened to one of my colleagues when the Times weighed in on him. Also, wine is good. That was the message that we heard for so many years when we heard about the French paradox. Then all of a sudden it was, no, wine is bad. No amount of wine is good for you. Avoid alcohol entirely because the benefits are illusory. Now comes a new study that vindicates wine. Wine may really be good for your heart, according to the latest study. Also, talk about vitamin D and vitamin C and the hazards associated with plastics. We got lots to talk about on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine, plus your questions. Again, the number is 877-726-8255. Anytime during the week, you can call, record a question. We'll take some of those recorded calls during today's program. And coming up in our weekly newsletter this week, we ran down some of the top podcasts of 2024. That is an annual tradition at the end of the year. I take a look at all the podcasts that we've recorded. We usually record, well over 100 podcasts during a year, and I selected what I consider the top 10. Not that any of the others are less good, but some of the most interesting podcasts of the year I summarize for you in our weekly newsletter. You can go to drhoffman.com and subscribe to our newsletter. And in an article that I propose to write for end of year, the biggest health stories of 2024, the year in review. That's also an intelligent medicine tradition. And I break down some of the top health stories. And I'll give you a little bit of a preview. On January 17th of 2024, it was announced that as progress is being made in curbing cancer deaths, rates of many cancers are increasing. So this is a disturbing trend. We're actually making progress in treating cancer, perhaps identifying it early and getting on top of it. We're coming up with some innovative treatments for certain cancers. The article states, over the last 30 years, the risk of dying from cancer has steadily declined, sparing some 4 million lives in the United States. However, cancer incidence is on the rise for many common cancers. And a disturbing trend is that we're seeing more and more cancers in younger individuals. For the first time, new cases of cancer in the U.S. are expected to cross the 2 million mark. That's almost 5,500 cancer diagnoses a day. So something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. I have a feeling it has something to do with our lifestyles, our diets, the amount of pollution we're exposed to. These are taking an ever-increasing toll, especially, and this is a newer trend, on younger Americans. Then, on May 6th, a new study helps to explain, potentially, the increase in cancer. The study revealed that microplastics, these are tiny plastic particles previously unidentified, but now we have techniques to see these tiny, tiny particles. A new study reveals that they are now frequently found in human brains. Wow. The article states the parallels between the present data showing an increased trend in micro and nanoplastic concentrations in the brain with exponentially rising environmental presence of microplastics and increasing global rates of age-related Alzheimer's disease and related dementia should be a source of concern. I wrote a big article on micro and nanoplastic pollution in our newsletter this year, if you subscribe. And you can also go to our archives and you can see that article. Then, later in the year, September 12th, the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, published the latest statistics on obesity in America. These are based on results found in 2023. So they actually factor in the widespread uptake of new weight loss drugs. And guess what? Based on the latest statistics compiled from 2023, there is no state in the union in which the obesity rate does not exceed 20%. That's one in five. And in 23 states, the prevalence of obesity exceeds 35%. That's more than one in three. And so that is a disturbing trend. Obesity rates are soaring, continue to soar in the United States, even in the face of these dramatically effective weight loss drugs, again, suggesting that something in our environment, maybe, yeah, our food environment, is driving these unprecedented rates of obesity. And this is a disturbing statistic. Prior to 2013, not one state in the union had obesity rates over 35%. Now, 23 states have obesity rates exceeding 35%. That just But just 11 years ago, okay? Wow. Then on October 21st, the advisory committee that drafts the dietary guidelines for Americans whiffed on condemning ultra-processed foods. They decided that this is not enough data. You know, we're not really sure. It's hard to define what is really an ultra-processed food. Some ultra-processed foods are actually good economical opportunities for people to consume foods, and we wouldn't want to deprive them of that opportunity. And, oh, by the way, many of the committee members were on the take from the food industry. So you're going to get some dietary guidelines for 2025 through 2030, our next five-year tranche of dietary guidelines, which don't say anything about ultra-processed foods because we're not sure yet. Analysis paralysis or outright corruption? You can judge. Then, on December 11th, just recently, a new international study showed that the U.S. has the largest gap between lifespan and health span of all 183 countries studied. So what's the difference between lifespan? Lifespan is how long you live. Health span is how long you live healthily. They looked at 183 countries across the world, ranging from the most developed countries in the world to countries in equatorial Africa and in impoverished parts of Asia. And they found that the average gap, the disparity between longevity and health span, was 9.3 years. In other words, generally, people do spend some time before dying sick and debilitated. Worldwide, the average was 9.3 years. In the U.S., it was 12.4 years, suggesting that we may have extended life, but at the expense of health span, more and more of us are on life support with heroic medical measures, on multiple drugs, utilizing polypharmacy to keep us from dying, but our health span is now the worst in the world. And finally this, the first of its kind lawsuit was filed in December over the allegedly harmful addictive effects of ultra-processed foods. It's a landmark legal filing that alleges that a plaintiff's diabetes and fatty liver disease were directly attributable to aggressive marketing of ultra-processed foods by companies that were fully aware of their harmful impact. If that sounds familiar, its pleading draws analogies to the deliberate suppression of information about the deadly effects of smoking by tobacco companies. This is tobacco-style litigation. And it's very interesting because, well, you got one plaintiff, eventually you have a class action, you're going to have lots and lots of legal action targeting some of the companies that wittingly make addictive, harmful, ultra-processed foods, which are really delivery systems for toxic ingredients, much like cigarettes were, only this time it's big food that's in the crosshairs, which sets a very interesting precedent for legal action across the board. So look to that, along with lots of discussion about ultra-processed foods, the harmful effects of food additives in 2025, as a new administration takes hold, which is going to be influenced by food industry critics like RFK Jr., Marty McCary, Jay Bhattacharya, and others, Mehmet Oz, who have singled out America's food system as a source of many of our woes. That's all coming up in one of our newsletters. If you haven't jumped on board with a newsletter subscription, go to drhoffman.com, just put in your email, and you get our newsletter in your inbox with stories like this. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown! Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCMR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
By now you've heard about generative AI, or Gen AI, but what is it? How does it work? And what can you do with it? AI Playground from Intel is a user-friendly AI starter app designed to help. Intel's Sammy Safe explains.
AI Playground is a user-friendly AI starter app with a range of functions designed to simplify using AI on Intel AI PCs to run AI locally. Because of this, your prompts and output never leave your computer, providing privacy and control of content and input for working with AI. Users can leverage AI Playground for a variety of easy-to-use AI capabilities, such as creating and enhancing images and getting answers from an AI chatbot.
Get to know AI. AI Playground is at game.intel.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
We'll be right back.
subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If you're not yet acquainted with our system, you can call 877-726-8255. You call during the show, I'll just pick right up and answer your question. But if you call any time during the week, 24-7, 365, because our program airs at different times across the country, and some of you may be listening via podcasts, well, you have an opportunity to weigh in with your questions. Just call 877-726-8255 and record your question. Let's hear one of those.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My son Gavin is 17, and he was diagnosed with mild intellectual disorder. He seems to have a lot of problems with language comprehension, and it's affecting everything in life. I have been trying to help him since he was in grade 2 or 3, and here we are, and he's 17, and I'm not really getting anywhere as far as speech and language comprehension. So I'm just wondering if there's any sort of help at all out there for people with intellectual disorders, because I have done so much research and no one seems to really do anything about or work with people with intellectual disorders, I guess.
Okay. Well, yeah, this opens up a very important topic, which is the topic of whether kids with autism or kids with ADD or various types of developmental problems can benefit from some form of nutritional therapy. And, you know, on a very fundamental level, the old saying is mens sana in corpore sana, which translates from the Latin, a healthy mind in a healthy body. So there's a relationship between diet and brain function, for sure. The question is, you know, how to proceed, and there are books that have been written about this. One of my good colleagues, and I've interviewed him frequently here on Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ken Bock, B-O-C-K, look him up, Kenneth Bock. He's written books about developmental disorders in kids, and he works with kids from a very young age and sometimes adolescents to improve their brain performance and to, you know, often help wean them off medications like ADD medications. Specifically, you know, one easy fix is it happens that obesity or overweight increases the risk of mental disorders throughout life, you know, the beginning of life and at the end of life. Now, this is not to say, hey, you're fat and stupid, you know, to stigmatize people who are overweight, but it's not always the case that they're going to have mental problems and mental disorders. It's just statistically, your likelihood is going to increase because if you have metabolic syndrome in your body, you're more likely to have inflammation, poor circulation, and hence the potential for brain dysfunction. And so diet can make a difference, you know, simply by helping you optimize your weight. But also the amount of preservatives and junk food, even you know, excess sugar, these things have a kind of a deranging effect on the brain. There's also the issue, and this is an important issue too, of toxicity from the environment. There's evidence that higher levels of environmental toxins can affect kids' brains. So here's an article, Research in Four Continents Links Outdoor Air Pollution to Differences in Children's Brains. So, you know, by looking at potential sources of toxicity, by looking at optimizing the diet, by using certain supplements, things like pycnogenol and bacopa and perhaps ginkgo biloba, methyl vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids. These are some of the things that can actually support brain function in both children and older adults. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Eligible individuals 18 and older with self-perceived mild to moderate hearing loss only. Results vary. See website for details and important safety information.
Hello, I'm Dr. Harvey Abrams, head of research audiology at Jabra Enhance. Did you know there's a connection between untreated hearing loss and chronic conditions like cognitive decline and dementia?
The good news is hearing aids can actually reduce these risks and help you stay connected. Today, I'm excited to tell you about my favorite hearing aids, the game-changing Jabra Enhance Select 500. Jabra Enhance offers an affordable solution for most common hearing problems with our best-ever speech-enhancing capabilities for a mighty sound in a micro-sized package. Plus, with Jabra Enhance's premium package, you get 3 years of continuous remote care provided by licensed hearing healthcare professionals. No waiting rooms or long commutes. It's as easy as video chatting with a friend. Because at Jabra Enhance, our job is to help you hear and be heard.
Save $300 on Enhance Select 500 hearing aids automatically at checkout. Just go to JabraEnhance.com/radio. That's JABRAEnhance.com/radio. JabraEnhance.com/radio.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. If you need a little peace and calm, Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Padron. 60th anniversary. My new personal favorite, starting with an exclusive Perfecto shape, handcrafted by one master roller using only the finest tobaccos from Nicaragua. After 60 years of excellence, this cigar is Padron's masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays that warm, happy feeling of being together with family that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
DR
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And when the New York Times calls you for an interview, they say they're going to do a feature story on you, it'll feel like you've won the lottery. But beware. Beware when you talk to the New York Times, because the New York Times can sometimes spin your narrative in a way that is kind of snarky. And this is actually what happened to a colleague of mine who was a leader in integrative medicine and is a confidant of RFK Jr., Mark Hyman, in a story that just appeared this week in the New York Times, who are by no means great friends of RFK Jr. They feel that he is a crank. They feel that he is a traitor, having jumped on the Trump train, and they are not too kindly disposed to RFK Jr. So, by virtue of guilt by association, they are tagging my colleague Mark Hyman. The article is entitled, "How RFK Jr.'s Longtime Friend Mark Hyman Built a Wellness Empire." I guess that's a bad thing. Building a wellness empire suggests that you are all in it for the bucks. So thanks, New York Times. You know, there's a person selling designer handbags or shoes is making hundreds of millions of dollars as a celebrity in the style section of the New York Times. But if you're a doctor and you're successful doing integrative medicine, well, from the Times standpoint, that is suspect. So here's what they have to say. Dr. Hyman, 65, has amassed millions of followers interested in his booming wellness empire, which includes a supplement company. Oh, God forbid, he's selling vitamins and supplements. Ugh, what a guy. A hit podcast, 15 best-selling books, and a startup health testing company with celebrity backing. The Times article goes on to say, both men have promoted unfounded ideas, including the notion that certain vaccines may be linked to autism. But the principles of functional medicine, something we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine quite sympathetically, they say, but the principles of functional medicine, spotting problems early, ferreting out their root causes, and treating them with food and supplements, have been enthusiastically received, not only by an American public distrustful of medical authorities, but also by prestigious hospitals eager to capitalize on the trend. In other words, prestigious hospitals embracing functional medicine because they simply want to make more money. They're capitalizing on a fad. That's the implication of the Times article. And they go on to say, in 2004, Dr. Hyman founded his own practice, the Ultra Wellness Center, also in Lenox, and began selling supplements. Those darn supplements. He's selling supplements. They write, former President Bill Clinton even became his patient after quadruple bypass surgery, adding fish and lean meats to his otherwise vegan diet on Dr. Hyman's advice, which is good advice because Bill Clinton was misguided. He had some heart problems, underwent bypass surgery, and then went on a strict vegan diet, and he just looked terrible. Remember that when Bill Clinton looked so awful? He lost a lot of weight, he looked like a scarecrow, and then he became Dr. Hyman's patient, and Dr. Hyman said, hey, you got to put some animal protein back in your diet because you're just wasting away. In 2023, Dr. Hyman's combined businesses, get this, brought in $28.8 million in revenue. That's a bad thing. And his supplement company alone has 300,000 customers. So the Times is not happy with the fact that Dr. Hyman is making money. And they conclude here, while experts agree that exposure to heavy metals, pesticide residues, and hormone-disrupting chemicals can increase the risk of chronic illnesses, the functional medicine approach of repeatedly testing and treating these exposures is unproven. Underlined with an underline. Unproven. Quote, reams of useless tests in one hand, a huge invoice in the other, as one influential critic, Dr. David Gorski, put it. Who is this influential critic, Dr. David Gorski? Dr. David Gorski is a notorious quackbuster. He's familiar to me. He's railed against virtually every aspect of integrative medicine, even contesting the legitimacy of acupuncture as quackery. He is author of a book entitled Pseudoscience, which he pans every foray into natural medicine as being quackery. He rails against integrative medicine that has enabled quackery to, quote, infiltrate academia. And then they quote another guy, Dr. Dariush Mozafarian, who was head of nutrition at Tufts University in Boston, who says about integrative medicine, quote, it's pretty much an unregulated space. You have doctors who are doing their best and are working really hard to use all their wisdom and knowledge to do their best for patients, and others who just want to make a buck, thereby tarring the reputation of Dr. Hyman, who evidently has RFK Jr.'s ear and may be influential in the incoming administration. Oh, by the way, Dr. Dariush Mozafarian himself is a controversial guy because he is developer of something called the Food Compass out of Tufts University, which equates red meat with sugar as a hazard. It has a rating system that gives hamburgers a 26, but Honey Nut Cheerios a 73. So breakfast cereal is preferable to hamburger in his view. Red meat, very bad, according to the Food Compass by Dariush Mozafarian, who criticizes doctors for just wanting to make a buck, but his nutrition program and the Food Compass is heavily underwritten by food manufacturers, including the manufacturers of breakfast cereals. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of a pot calling the kettle black. And says, oh, when the New York Times calls and wants to feature you in an interview, man, just run. Run the other way, because I really think they did a hatchet job on him unfairly. For political reasons, too, because, you know, if he's aligned with RFK Jr., who they loathe, then woe unto him, right? It's not a good thing. He's going to be part of the Trump administration, even worse. This item, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. It's CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD free line of gummies and capsules. Plus Health Clarity Gummies are packed with very innovative ingredients like DMAE, Lion's Mane, and Rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or perhaps you're looking for a little bit of a respite from the hectic pace of the holiday season. Plus Health's Peace Gummies provide a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort to support serenity and relaxation without drowsiness. And if you want to optimize your metabolism, the reshaped capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA, which is a very innovative ingredient which supports metabolic health and helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for, get this, 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. For the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. This item is significant because there's been a lot of debate about seed oils. And there's some pushback because some people said seed oils are fine. They're omega-6 fatty acids versus the beneficial omega-3 fatty acids that we get from oily fish or from fish oil supplements. And a lot has been made of what's called the omega-6 to 3 ratio. Now, in Americans, that ratio is very high. It can be as high as, you know, 30 to 1. People getting virtually no omega-3 fatty acids and lots of omega-6 via seed oils and fast food, fried foods. We're using lots and lots of vegetable shortening to make our foods tastier and to give them a substitute for the saturated fats that used to be in these. We used to make a lot of these fried foods with lard. Now we're using highly processed vegetable oils like cottonseed oil and soy oil and so on. Those are high in omega-6. New study, Journal of Clinical Oncology. A low omega-6, omega-3-rich diet in fish oil may slow prostate cancer growth. Now, I get questions frequently from men who say, you know, I've had my prostate cancer treated, but I don't want it to come back. What's the best diet to go on? And according to this, it would be a diet low in those harmful seed oils and high in omega-3 fatty acids. So the study looked at the ratio between omega-3 and omega-6, and they found that men who had a better omega-6-3 ratio were more likely to not suffer a recurrence of prostate cancer. The individuals with the lowest omega-6, omega-3 ratio, in other words, more omega-3s, less omega-6, had a 15% decrease in the an index that measures the aggressiveness of prostate cancers versus the control group, saw a 24% increase. So there's a big spread, 50% decrease versus 24% increase. Where you get those omega-6 oils? Well, you get them in potato chips, cookies, mayonnaise, fried or processed foods. And that's one of the reasons that processed foods are in the crosshairs, because they deliver lots and lots of these refined omega-6 vegetable oils. 877-726-8255. Remember, I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're having to stretch every dollar a little further these days, you're not alone. At Kyolic, we've got some tips, free samples, and coupons to help you keep costs down. Go to kyolic.com/radio for yours.
With a budget-conscious diet and smart supplement shopping, you can navigate higher prices while maintaining your physical and financial health. Look for multifunctional supplements like Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Kyolic offers formulas to support cholesterol, blood pressure, circulation, blood sugar balance, stress relief, and more for men and women. Aged Garlic Extract is backed by clinical studies that have shown it to provide many cardiovascular and immune health benefits. To help you stay healthy on a budget, get free Kyolic samples and in-store coupons on our website. Go to kyolic.com/radio. That's kyolic.com/radio. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract formulas are available at natural health retailers and online.
'Tis the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at The Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract, super concentrate, enhancing your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Reading Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Reading. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
We'll be right back. spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your teeth are so rosy? My mom says I'm a good helper, but you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm gonna see that you came to my house too.
Donate and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And a reminder, you can call that number and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
Hi, doctor. I have been having one stream of the canker sores for the last few months. I have two or three, which take 2 or 3 weeks to go away, and as soon as they go away, two more appear, and it goes on and on. And I'm wondering what the cause could be and if Losartan could have anything to do with it. Thank you very much.
Okay, that's an interesting question. And, you know, typically people are suffering this or that or the other perplexing symptom, and they're taking a medication or a vitamin, and they wonder if there's a linkage. And often there isn't. It just, stuff happens, and there isn't necessarily a traceable cause. So, you know, one could say that ever since Biden has been president, I've been suffering terrible back pains. I'm just saying it as an example. My back is actually doing pretty well. But that could also be, you know, simply a correlation, not a causation. You know, like over the past 4 years, yeah, things may have gotten a little worse for you, and you're suffering a lot of back pains. It's not Biden's, you know, he's not the cause or the trigger for your back problems. But this is actually an interesting instance, because you actually can do some research on the relationship between certain medications and various side effects. And there are two types of side effects. Actually, there are three types of side effects that can occur with medications. You know, one is a side effect that's very common. You know, like with these medications, often people experience kind of a cough, you know, like a like a throat clearing kind of thing. That's pretty common. And it would be expected. Then there are side effects that are very rarely reported, but nonetheless real. And if you dig deep enough, you find that that can happen. And finally, there are side effects which are highly individual. They're not really reported, but, you know, sure enough, it's, you know, you're a unique person, and, you know, it's worth a trial of eliminating a supplement or a medication to see if it's the culprit. In this case, I did a little digging. Indeed, there is a report in an Indian medical journal, Aphthous Ulcer, a Rare Effect of Losartan. And they describe a case history of a male patient who was admitted to the hospital due to severe mouth pain, which caused weight loss, and there was inflammation of the tongue, and there were lots of aphthous ulcers. And they looked at the patient's history and recent medications, and it indicated that symptoms began to appear when Losartan was prescribed. The use of Losartan was stopped, and the patient's tongue inflammation and mouth ulcers began to recede. After just 15 days of drug withdrawal, they noticed a considerable improvement. And indeed, they now say that there is the potential for Losartan to cause, in some individuals, rarely, aphthous ulcers. So it really, it's worth a trial of switching your medication. You know, it's a blood pressure medication, so you may need to be on blood pressure medication. Ask your doctor to switch you. See if it makes a difference. Go to a different class of medication, because using a copycat medication to Losartan, it would be in the same category. But use a completely different category of medication to control your blood pressure and see if the canker sores get better. For canker sores, what I generally recommend is that people use DGL, which is something we actually use for ulcers and GERD. It's a licorice extract that fortunately has the portion of the licorice removed which can raise blood pressure. Recent studies show that even with modest consumption of licorice, you know, people consume a lot of licorice around the holiday times, you can get a, you know, significant single-digit increase in your diastolic and systolic blood pressure on average. Even with a moderate consumption of, you know, black licorice especially is rich in glycyrrhizic acid. And DGL is deglycyrrhizinated licorice. They take out the glycyrrhizic acid, which doesn't raise blood pressure, and you can suck on those lozenges all day long, as many as you want, and it has a very soothing effect in your mouth. So give that a shot. But, you know, these are also caused sometimes by viruses, and it might not be a bad idea to use the product of one of our sponsors, which is Empower. Empower is a product that can help you with supporting your natural resistance against viruses. And since sometimes aphthous ulcers are caused by a virus, it makes sense. And that's a great segue to talk about Empower. It is the season for close contact with people coughing and sneezing their way through the holidays. Now is the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower personally to supercharge my immune system. Now, my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced the ultimate in holiday season protection, Empower Plus. This improved formula combines AHCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. It's a super concentrate which enhances your immune system like never before. There are more than 150 combined published research reports, so this is really legit scientifically. Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. Protect your good health with Empower Plus. For more information and order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518, 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount plus free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Our number, we'll be back with more of Intelligent Medicine.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you'll find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. Tasha Stevens. NYPD says an illegal immigrant from Guatemala is being held after deliberately setting a woman on fire on an idling Brooklyn subway. Police say the man approached the sleeping woman, took out a lighter, and ignited her clothing. Then police say he sat down and watched from the subway platform as she burned to death. It can all be seen on security video. Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the UnitedHealthcare CEO killing, is due in court later today.
Luigi Mangione awaiting a Monday arraignment in New York on a state charge of murder as an act of terrorism for killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He's also facing federal charges that could carry the death penalty. The 26-year-old was returned to the city Thursday in shackles in an orange jumpsuit surrounded by heavily armed police. Mayor Eric Adams.
This act of terrorism and the violence that stems from it is something that would not be tolerated.
Prosecutors cited the entries in Mangione's notebook as evidence. The target is insurance because it checks every box. He's being held at the same federal jail with Sean Diddy Combs. Julie Walker, New York.
The suspect in Germany's deadly Christmas market attack is being held on murder charges. Police say the 50-year-old Saudi Arabian immigrant is facing five counts of murder and numerous counts of attempted murder and assault. After appearing in court last night, he's accused of killing four women and a 9-year-old boy by driving into a crowded holiday market in the city of Magdeburg Friday. More than 200 people were injured. President Trump says the U.S. may take back the Panama Canal. Speaking Sunday at the Turning Point USA's America Fest in Arizona, President Trump said it will happen if Panama does not stop overcharging the U.S. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all hear the radio ad.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
A NASA spacecraft is about to make the closest ever approach to the sun.
Known as the Parker Solar Probe, it was launched in 2018 to get a close-up look at the sun. On Christmas Eve, Parker will pass within a record-breaking 3.8 million miles of the sun's surface. Scientists won't hear from Parker until a few days after the flyby. It will continue circling the sun until September. Scientists hope to better understand what drives the solar wind and why the corona is so much hotter than the sun's surface. Jason Walker reporting.
The house featured in Home Alone has new owners. The five-bedroom, six-bathroom home in Winnetka, Illinois, sold for over $5 million after it was put on the market earlier this year. Macaulay Culkin, who starred as Kevin McAllister in the movies, revealed that he once considered buying the home just for the fun of it. News and analysis at townhall.com. Malaysia is authorizing a new attempt to find missing flight MH370, the plane at the center of one of the world's great aviation mysteries.
Malaysia's government is negotiating terms and conditions with Ocean Infinity to search for the wreckage. The exploration firm had conducted the last search for MH370 that ended in 2018. The company is more confident this time around, according to Malaysia's transport minister. The new search area in the southern Indian Ocean will be larger than what was previously searched, and the firm will only receive a fee if the wreckage found is substantive.
Government figures show the cost for a dozen eggs shot up more than a dollar since the beginning of this year. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average cost jumped from $2.52 to $3.65 as of last month. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bellamy Oven with a Christmas episode featuring Edgar and Charlie. And then later continue our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Meg's Palace Matter. We begin, though, with Yes, Bergen and McCarthy in The Night Before Christmas, 1944.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. On this Christmas Eve, we're happy to welcome as our guests a chorus of 1,000 voices from the Great Lakes Naval Training Station, which is our way of wishing you Christmas greetings. We, of course, are Bill Foreman, Ray Noble and his orchestra, the lovely Joan Merrill, Edgar Bergen, and Charlie McCarthy.
Hello, folks. This is Charlie McCarthy wishing you all a Merry Christmas and a happy Bergen.
Merry Christmas, Charlie.
Well, hello, Mr. Emochi.
Well, I suppose you've written to Santa Claus, huh?
Yes, I wrote to him. Mm-hmm. Just to play safe, I sent a carbon copy to Bergen.
I'm no fool, you know. I don't know.
I suppose you hinted at what you wanted.
Brother, I hinted for 8 pages, I hinted. So every year, Bergen turns a deaf purse.
Oh, well, Charlie, why don't you be a little more subtle?
Well, that don't work either.
No?
Last year, I was subtle. I hinted for something with 2 wheels and a handlebar.
And what did you get?
A lawnmower.
Charlie and Edgar will be back in just a few moments. A few moments made lovely as the charming Joan Merrill sings a cowboy song by the urbane Mr. Cole Porter. Don't fence me in. If you please, Joan.
Oh, give
skies above. Don't fence me in.
No.
Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in.
No.
Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in.
Just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my own saddle underneath the western sea.
The western sky.
On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise.
See the mountains rise.
I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hovels and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in, just turn me loose.
Let me straddle my own saddle
underneath the western sky.
Under the sky.
On my cayuse.
Joan, lovely.
Thank you very much.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a few words from your Yule log, Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, thank you, Don. My pal, my friend. You know, you're the nicest Don Amici I know.
Uh-oh.
Yes, you are.
When you talk like that, I know you want something. What is it, Charlie?
Well, it just so happens you're right this time. I do need help. You see, Bergen said that if I would recite the night before Christmas this evening,
mm-hmm.
he'd give me a special Christmas present.
Well, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Have you memorized it?
Well, part of it, that's all.
Which part?
Just the title.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want me to do?
Well, make Bergen forget about the poem, but not about the presents.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, yeah. Let me see. Wait a minute. I've got it. Why don't you say that after you learned it, a blow on the head made you forget it?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and I'll be glad to cooperate with a baseball bat.
That's bad.
Well, now, look, why should I help you? Why didn't you learn the poem in the first place?
Well, I was just too busy, Don.
Busy doing what?
Well, I was one thing or another. I was playing hooky for a sick friend.
Oh, there you are, Charlie.
Oh, how are you?
Don, you're just in time to hear Charlie recite that lovely Christmas poem, The Night Before Christmas, by Clement Clark Moore.
Yeah. I bet he wouldn't have written it if he had a memorized it.
All right, Charlie, go ahead and recite it.
Well, I could recite it much better, Bergen, from memory, with a book in front of me.
Uh-huh, yes.
I'll give the introduction.
No, Don.
Fanfare, Mr. Noble.
No, Don.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now about to hear that famous classic, The Night Before Christmas, perpetrated by Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, cut it out, fellas. This is so embarrassing.
No, now you go right ahead and recite it, Charlie.
No, please, thank you, no.
Now, you mustn't be nervous.
Well, I've always been timid.
No. You go right ahead, Charlie.
No, please.
Charlie, go right ahead.
You.
Charlie.
You.
Now, you mustn't be nervous.
Well, I'm a bundle of nerves.
Charlie. Remember, no recitation, no present.
Oh.
Now, we're all waiting to hear about Santa Claus.
Well, I'll try.
There you
go. There ought to be one down there, yeah.
Yeah. We're waiting.
All right. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Santa Revere.
No.
Don't tell me after all.
Yes, yes, you're a little confused.
Well, I'm a bundle of nerves.
Yes, yes, I know. Now, you start over again.
Yes. Under the spreading Christmas tree, a village Santa stands?
No, no, no. Perhaps if I just help you with a little start.
That would be good.
Yes. 'Twas the night before Christmas and all through the house.
Egad, Bergen, you took your words right out of my mouth.
Oh, dear.
And believe me, you felt good to get rid of them, too.
Yes. Now, what's the next line? I see, what's the next line?
The next line?
Yes.
Oh, there's more, isn't there?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Well, there's all through the house, all through the house. Let's see. Quiet, please, quiet. What's the next line, fellas?
No, 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 no. Not a... What? Remember what it is?
No.
Not a creature was stirring, not even a louse. No, no, no. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Yeah. And that's the way it goes.
Yes, yes, yes. The stockings were hung...
Huh?
Stockings were hung where?
On a nail.
No, no. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes...
In hopes?
In hopes.
In hopes that the laundry man soon would be there.
No. 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 In hopes that Saint who?
Saint Vitus?
No.
Saint Bernard?
No, no.
Saint Paul?
No, no.
Minneapolis?
No, now wait.
Well, gee whiz, I tried.
All right.
I'm on the wrong track.
You certainly are.
I'm going to hate thyself in the morning for not knowing this.
Yes. Well, now you continue.
Yes. Let's see. Where were we?
In hopes.
Oh, yes, yes. In hopes. In hopes. No coaching, please. Yes. Much.
In hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there.
Santa calling.
Yeah, that's right. The children were nestled all snug in their bed.
Shoot if you must his old gray head. No.
Well, I give up. Charlie, surely you know the part about Santa Claus.
What part?
Yeah.
The arms and legs?
No, 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 no. About how he rides through the skies.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, Santa Claus is. Oh, yeah, yes, of course. He flies through the air with the greatest of ease. The jolly fat man in the red DVDs.
What is it?
Well, that part I'm a little rusty on. Right in there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Especially right around there.
Yes, all right. Well, I'll tell you, it goes this way. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter...
What'd you do?
I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter.
Oh, yeah. I tore open the shutters and threw up the sash.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And now, what about the reindeers?
Oh, what about them?
Yeah. What were their names?
Oh, yeah, that's right there. What were they?
Well, there's Dancer and Prancer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And what are the rest of them?
That is Dancer and Prancer and... And, Dandruff and Blintzes.
No.
Dunder and Lightning.
No, no.
I give up.
Donner.
Donner?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Donner, Amici.
No, no.
I didn't know he made the team.
Well, he didn't. And what did Santa say?
What did he say?
Well, he said, on Dancer, on Prancer.
Oh, yeah. On Dancer, on Prancer. And what do you know? Prancer came in and paid $2.20 to show.
No. And what happened after that?
Santa Claus lived happily ever after. The end. Give me the present.
Well, not so fast. You know, Charlie, I don't believe you studied that poem at all.
Well, I wasn't letter perfect, was I?
No, you weren't.
This being Christmas Eve, Bergen, I cannot tell a lie. I didn't study.
No. Well, I'm disappointed in you.
Yes, sir.
But inasmuch as you were man enough to own up...
Oh, I did that, sir, yes.
I'm going to give you the present anyway.
Oh, thank you, Peggy.
And here it is.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
It's a beautifully illustrated copy of that famous poem, The Night Before Christmas.
Is that the present I get?
That's it.
This is Christmas, Berger, not eat the fool.
We'll be back with more from Charlie McCarthy and all of his friends right after this.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. All of us at North Valley Distributing wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868. And now, let's get back to Charlie McCarthy on When Radio Was.
Bergen, don't you think we should have Christmas carols or something like that?
I certainly do, Charlie, and we are. We're going to have a chorus of 1,000 voices with us.
1,000?
Yes.
Well, you can't listen to that many voices at once, can you?
Well, you can if your ear is trained for it, Charlie. For instance, when Ray Noble's band plays, he not only listens to it as an orchestra.
He does, yeah.
But he hears each and every individual instrument.
Yeah?
Yes.
And he doesn't do anything about it?
Well, the point that I'm trying to make, Charlie, is that to fully enjoy the best in music requires training. And that's why I've arranged for you to take lessons from a famous singing teacher.
Well, now, that's nice of you, Bergen. I didn't know you knew so much about music.
Well, I appreciate classical music, although I don't think you could call me a long hair.
No. No one could call you that, Bergen.
No.
Hello. Excuse me, please. It's Signor Bourbon.
Oh, no, Bergen. Yes, Bourbon. Hello, Professor.
Yes.
Who is this, Bergen?
I am Donaldo Pizzicato Amici Victrola Gazzolo, the famous singer.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to you good.
Yeah.
If you're a singer, Gazzolo, I'm John Charles Thomas.
No, I'm a pleasure to meet you, Mr. Thomas.
The pleasure's all yours.
Well, let's get going now. At the first, I'm going to teach you the music of Frisch.
Yeah.
You know, the harmony and the applied stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to get knee-deep in it, too.
Yeah. Now, tell me, Professor, are you familiar with Mozart?
Oh, Mo and I just like that.
What about the others?
Yeah, sure, I know them all. I know Rimsky, Korsakov, Streptokowski, Rossini, Puccini.
How about Jack Benny?
That's all right. That's good. He's good, right. Yes.
Yeah. Say to me, what do you know about Chopin?
Well, Chopin, you play it like ping pong, only you use a larger racket.
Oh, no.
That's right. That's perfect. Now, first of all, to listen to music, you've got to have music.
Yeah. I'll go along with you so far, yeah.
When the music, if she comes out loud, is a fortissimo. If it comes out soft, is a pianissimo. Then we got a high key and a low key.
Yeah?
And sometimes you got a no key.
In that case, you climb in the window.
Now, John.
Oh, it's a cute.
Now, Professor Gazzola, suppose we get on with the lesson, if you don't mind.
Okay, Mr. Bon Bon.
Bergen.
The what?
Bergen.
Yes. Yeah. Mm. Now, Charlie, you sing after me. Me.
You.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Perfect. Now we try another one. Do, re, mi. Speaking of a do, re, mi, that reminds me. When do I get my pay?
Well, I don't blame you for being worried.
All right, now, just a moment, Professor. Before we talk about that, I'd like to know just a little more about your background.
Oh, so happy for telling you. So happy.
Thank you.
For 20 years, I was a Venetian gondolier.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Were you the menace of Venice?
John. Well, I've been in Venice, Professor, and it's a romantic spot with those singing gondoliers.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
I remember I used to sing it like this. Oh, sole mio, splash, splash.
What's the splash, splash?
Well, I gotta push the boat.
Oh, yeah.
2 years later, I sing it like this. Oh, sole mio, put.
What's the put?
I make a plan the morning. I gotta out the boat the more.
Oh, good.
You know, I write the song, too.
Oh, you write songs?
Oh, sure.
Well, then you must meet our famous songwriter, Ray Noble. Oh, Ray.
Yes, Edgar.
Meet Professor Gazzolo.
Oh, you know something about the music?
Oh, yes, rather. Why, some of my best songs are music.
Well, who do you think of that, huh? Say, who do you study under, hmm?
The people upstairs, old boy.
Oh, he's a very funny man, eh?
Yeah, well, don't encourage him, don't.
Oh, no, huh?
He's a bad one, you.
Oh, yes.
Huh? Professor Gazzolo studied music in Italy, Ray.
Oh, yes. Did you really, old man? Dear me. And have you a bachelor's degree?
No, senor. I got the 4 bambinos.
Well, I'm glad you fellas have so much in common. Now, I'd like to ask you one question. What do you think is the finest piece of music ever written?
Well, Edgar, if you asked me, I'd say the volcano song.
Volcano song? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know. Lava, come back to me.
Yeah. Well, what's yours, Professor?
Well, the song I like the best is Easy You Ain't or Don't You Is My Bambi.
Yeah. That's very good.
Bergen, ask me.
All right. Yes, all right, Charlie. What's your favorite song?
Well, my favorite song is By the Old Chalmain Pagoda Looking Cockeyed at the Sea.
From the Great Lakes Naval Training Station on the banks of Lake Michigan, we hear from the famed Thousand Voice Choir singing a medley of Christmas carols. Ladies and gentlemen, the Navy sings. They sing in pride, in exultation, and on this Christmas Eve, in humble gratitude. We listen now to our Navy.
Great big Merry Christmas to all of you from Edgar Bergen.
And a trial size from Charlie McCarthy.
And Merry Christmas to you, Charlie. And Merry Christmas to everyone. For myself, I've had the honor and the privilege in the past of bringing you the American Prayer. Its sentiments today are as powerful as they ever were. I think it says what is in all our hearts this Christmas. The American Prayer. O Father who art in heaven, thou who hast given us birth, lend us thy flaming sword, O Lord, to fight thy battle on earth. As we walk through the perilous darkness, lend us thy holy light that shines in thy heavenly mansion to guide our path in the night. And lend thy shield and thy armor to the gallant boys over there. They are thy children, Father. And this is thy country's prayer, that soon may the forces of evil fall at last on their knees with the flag of thy kingdom of heaven flying high in the breeze. Then, sons will return to their mothers, and men to their wives. And then this earth will be like heaven, peaceful and bright. Amen.
Bergen and Charlie McCarthy and The Night Before Christmas from December 24th, 1944. I'm Greg Belvin. Up next on Win Radio Was, we resume the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Meg's Palace Matter. We'll be right back.
Harry Lime had many lives, and I can recount all of them. How do I know? Very simple. Because my name is Harry Lime.
Orson Welles reprises his iconic film role as Harry Lime, a con man, a manipulator, and one of the most fascinating men you'll ever meet in Radio Spirit's HCD set, The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime.
Why, Lily. Lily, what are you doing here?
We have some very pretty pink gardenias.
Oh, Lily, don't tell me you don't remember me. And how are all the Corellis?
The who?
Don't give me that, Lily.
My name is Lulu.
Well, it used to be Lily, and you used to be a blonde. And the Corellis, as you know perfectly well, because you used to work for them, are the best bank robbers in Central Europe. Well, what about it, honey?
For a limited time, you can get The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, for 50% off. It's a steal that Harry himself would be proud to have orchestrated. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAVE5077 to pay only $15.98.
This is the signal. Mr. Corelli, that celebrated expert with his two able assistants, starts toward the bank. The tunnel was not built for comfort, and the going on hands and feet is a trifle rough. There's a bit of genteel cursing, but hearts are high.
Through 16 exciting escapades, you'll be whisked from one exotic locale to another, all in pursuit of priceless gems, pretty women, and international intrigue. And in the company, of course, of a masterful and roguish charmer who occasionally uses his prowess to stop a crime.
And remember, if you can't manage to resist temptation, be sure you get it appraised.
There's no reason to resist when you can get half off The Third Man, Lives of Harry Lime, today at radiospirits.com. Or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code 5077 to pay just $15.98. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Gotta love that first cup of coffee in the morning. And the folks at Breville have added a little high-tech to your cup of joe, so it's perfect every time. I caught up with Karina Oderico from Breville, the makers of the Barista Touch Impress.
It's an espresso machine that guides you from bean to cup in the most easiest way, using the latest innovation, which is the Impress Puck system. It has barista guidance and also the automated milk feature with alternative milk settings. What we did was simplify the process, and we developed the Impress Puck system that automates the grinding, dosing, and tamping. But we did leave the tamp lever as a manual operation so the consumer can still engage with the product. Mm-hmm. Plus, an interactive touch screen with barista guidance to help the consumer step by step.
Check out the Barista Touch Impress at Breville.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Joining lead Bob Bailey in this five-part Johnny Dollar storyline is Virginia Gregg as Meg in the Meg's Palace Matter. This is part three.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Dollar?
Mr. Dollar? Oh, listen, it's after midnight and I don't feel
so good. This is Tim Beasley. I want to talk to you.
Oh, the also very uncooperative mayor, chief of police, and general do-nothing in this town.
Now, just a minute.
Now, you just a minute. I asked you for help this afternoon in finding out who's threatening to put Meg McCarthy in a restaurant out of business.
Dollar.
What do I get? A snide warning from you that the people of Cod Harbor don't want outsiders messing in their affairs. Well, I don't believe it.
If you'll only listen to me, I want to help
Then why weren't you here a little while ago when somebody slugged me?
I was.
What?
Who do you think picked you up in that alley and put you to bed at Meg's place?
You?
You want to come over here and talk to me now? I know it's late.
Okay, Beasley. If my head stops spinning long enough, I'll be right over.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location, Cod Harbor, Massachusetts. To the Intercoastal Maritime and Life Insurance Company, Boston. Assignment, the Meg's Palace Matter. Expense account continued. Expense account? Well, so far here in Cod Harbor, there's been little need for it. Meg McCarthy had given me a small room above a restaurant and provided all the food I could eat. My own 2 feet were the only means of transportation. The only shops were along the waterfront, but they were suppliers to the boats tied up at the various docks. And a motley lot of boats they were. Some were big schooners dating back to the last century and still carrying sail. There were power boats of all shapes and sorts and sizes, from 18-footers with one-lung gasoline engines to big 60- and 70-foot diesel jobs. Trouble of the sort I'd come to investigate seemed out of place in this otherwise peaceful little village.
Come in, Mr. Dollar.
So, you've suffered a change of heart, huh, Beasley? And you've decided to go up.
Yeah, that's about the best way to put it, I guess. Gee, it's
now,
this
wait,
way.
Wait. Before we go any further, what was this bit about picking me up after I got socked on the head a while ago?
Listen, Mr. Dollar, after you left here this afternoon, I got to thinking. Maybe I was wrong in giving you the back of my hand, and maybe you was right in walking out mad like you did.
Well, how would you feel? The insurance company back in Hartford gets word from Meg McCarthy that somebody's threatening to burn up that joint on the waterfront she calls a restaurant. It's insured for $15,000, and she's insured for $25,000.
I know. Well, you see, it's this way.
And when I get here, I learn that somebody has already tried a couple of times to set fire to the place. All right. I learned a long time ago that in a case like this, it's smart to enlist the help of the local authorities. Here in Cod Harbor, those authorities all seem to boil down to you. Why, I will never know.
Yeah, like I told you. But now, listen.
And what do I get from you? The cold shoulder, the back of your hand, as you put it.
I got to explain to you, Mr. Dollar.
Well, then go ahead and explain. And believe me, brother, it better be good.
Well, there probably ain't another village like this in the whole country, see? Technically, well, we're supposed to be part of Barnesboro, a few miles inland. But we've always left them alone, and they've always left us alone. Any trouble happens, we settle it amongst ourselves. And because we're such a small place, it's get along with everybody or get out, see? So we just don't have no trouble. Not of any account, that is. Unless it's somebody comes in from outside and makes it for us. You understand, Mr. Dollar?
Are you forgetting it was one of your own townspeople who asked me to come here and for her own protection?
That's what I got to thinking about after you left. So I decided maybe I better talk to you. And, well, that's how I happened to go over to Meg's place tonight.
Was that you I saw in the shadows out by the front door?
Yes, sir. I was waiting for Captain Billy Morgan and his crew to finish cleaning up the place for Meg. And I was going to go in and talk to you. And that's the truth, Mr. Dollar.
Come on.
Well, I just got there when I heard a noise out at the side of the cafe like a fight. Of course, it was dark.
There was no fight. Somebody came out the side door from behind me and knocked me on the head.
Yeah. So I took you up and put you on your bed and gave you time to get your senses back and then telephone to you.
Uh-huh. You sure it was you out at the front of the cafe?
Oh, no, Mr. Dollar. You trying to implicate maybe it was me that give you a belaying pin over the head?
Was that what hit me, Beasley? A belaying pin?
Well, something hit you and I just...
Okay, I'll take your word it wasn't you, for the time being.
I swear, Mr. Dollar, by all...
All right, then, listen.
Yeah?
I heard that side door open just before I started seeing stars.
Huh? Yeah?
That means whoever struck me must have come from inside the cafe.
Say?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. The only people inside were Captain Morgan and the crew of his fishing boat.
You sure?
I'm sure, because I was in there myself just a minute before. Just Billy Morgan and his 3 men.
Where was May?
She'd gone up to bed. I just stepped outside for a breath of air.
Ole?
Huh?
Ole Jensen, first mate.
Yeah, I heard Captain Billy call one of them Ole. Last name's Jensen, huh?
And then there's Charlie. Charlie Button's the deckhand, and Montgomery the engineer.
Well?
No, not one of them could have done it.
Isn't that like saying I didn't get hit? One of them must have done it.
No, sir, Mr. Dollar, it just couldn't make any sense.
Why, tell me this. Are any of them related to the guys who run the other cafes along the wharf?
No.
But you are, aren't you, Beasley?
Huh?
The Clem Harris at the Silver Plate, or is it the Greasy Plate? Anyway, he's your cousin, isn't he?
I told you that. But if you think he had anything...
All right, now, I don't know what I think. Well, let me tell you this. If you have suffered this big change of heart, it's about time you started proving it.
I'll do anything you say, Mr. Dollar.
All right. Meg seems to think the threats and attempts to burn down her place came from her competitors.
Well, I know she does, but she...
Now, in a couple of hours, I'm taking off for the fishing banks with Captain Morgan and his crew. Maybe I'll be able to spot which of his men laid me out in the alley, if it was one of them. Meantime, you see if you can dig up anything that would put a finger at the other cafe owners. That means Ernie at the manor house, Tony who runs Irving's Chop Suey Joint, and your cousin, Clem Harris.
Okay, Mr. Dollar. I'll do it.
Hey, by the way, did you ever check their handwriting against the letters Meg received?
Well, no. I never quite got around to it.
I don't think you ever got around to doing anything.
It's such an easy job.
Well, do it. Get the letters from Meg and check them.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to try to get a couple hours sleep before we take off on the Lily Ann.
Yes, sir.
The big lazy slob. The first time I met him, he'd actually boasted about his soft job. About how nicely he could live in the town without having to lift a finger. Oh, sure, the sudden change of heart may have been genuine, but I wouldn't have bet on it. And I still had no proof it wasn't he who slept me. And one of Meg's rival eateries was run by his cousin. But then everything indicated that whoever struck me had come from inside her own cafe. So I decided it was more important than ever that I go on the next day's fishing trip. Back in my room on the second floor of Meg's palace, I fell asleep the minute my head hit the pillow. And I could have sworn it was only a second later that...
Who is it? What is it?
Time to get up and out. What do you think it is?
Huh?
Who else? You're going out with the boys. Just get them lazy bones of yours up out of that bed.
But it's still pitch dark.
Are you decent? Well, whether you are or whether you ain't, it's time you was up. Here's the light for you.
Oh, turn that thing off.
Now,
yeah.
Here's some coffee. Take a saucer or two. It'll choke you. It's that strong, but it'll wait. Johnny boy, what happened to you?
Oh, just what it looks like.
But your head...
Somebody just got real friendly with a belaying pin right after you went to bed.
They come up here and attacked it?
No, no, it was outside. Out by the side
I'll
door.
I'll kill whoever done that to you, Johnny boy. So help me, I'll find out who done that. I'll... Are you sure you want to get up and go out to the banks? Maybe you
don't. No, I'll be all right. And I think it's pretty important I go out with Captain Billy and his boys. Because I have a sneaking suspicion one of them may have done this.
Why, them dirty, conniving... Oh, no, Johnny, you must be wrong.
Oh?
Why, don't you know, darling, that's the finest crew of men in all of Cod Harbor.
I'm not so sure.
But then you mean you think one of them could also be behind trying to burn me down? And maybe me with it?
You can be mighty sure I'm going to try to find out.
Oh, Johnny boy, I pray that you're thinking wrong. Anyhow, if you're going with them, well, up and out with you. By the time you're in your clothes, I'll have some grits on the table for you. Eggs and pork chops and donuts and jam.
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
I met the crew of the Lillian at that breakfast. Breakfast? Considering the amount of food set before them and the way they piled into it, you'd think those four men hadn't eaten for a month. And I must confess, there was nothing about them that looked like cause for suspicion. First was Charlie, a tall, brown-eyed, husky young fellow, alert and pleasant, with a sense of humor, and he was obviously liked by the others.
I don't know, Mr. Dollar. I think you just got to dreaming about some nice, pretty gal, and when you reached out and tried to grab her, you fell out of bed, and that's the way you got banged up.
Montgomery, a bit older, the man who was responsible for the engines on the boat. Gray-haired, lean, wiry, with gnarled fingers that looked clumsy and somehow never made a clumsy move, whose blue eyes looked straight at you when he spoke.
Don't you believe it? And you can blow me down, Mr. Dollar, if that ain't the most dastardly thing I ever heard of here in Cod Harbor. Now, you best stick close to us that's your friends whilst you're here. Aye, sir. Friends of Meg McCarthy be friends of us.
Then Ollie Jensen, first mate, the oldest member of the crew. Quiet, calm, and efficient. The soft-spoken one.
It's not for me to inquire why you're here. That business you're about, Mr. Dollar, and I don't. But I'm certain it's for the good. And any help that we can give you, you're welcome, sir.
And I say the devil with all this chitter and chatter when there's fish at sea for you to catch, you lady lumpers. Get up from that table and get to work. By the time the sun's up, the fish will all be out of your reach.
Within a few minutes, we cast off and the Lillian put to sea. Slowly, the lights of the little village disappeared aft. The moon had gone down, and our only company out on the dark water was the twinkling stars and the occasional running lights from the other boats setting out for the fishing banks. Captain Billy Morgan stood at the wheel. Montgomery sat athwart the engine cover and occasionally made some slight adjustment or indicated a change of throttle to the captain. Young Charlie and Ollie made ready the two small boats and trot lines. For today, we'd go for codfish in the deep that lay along the edge of Taylor Banks. I stood alone up in the bows, looking over the curling wash as it scattered the myriad microscopic beings and gave a soft phosphorescent glow to the water gliding past. And I wondered. I wondered why there had to be trouble in this world, where honest labor by honest men could do so much more. Honest men? No, not even among this crew. One of them had to be the man who'd attack me. Was probably the one who had threatened to burn Meg McCarthy out of business. So, I'd better have at it. I'd better get back aft, talk with them, watch their every move, try somehow to trap one of them into saying something that would give them away. Or maybe, who knows, give all of them away. And above all, watch my step. There was a long way back to shore. And the darkness and the sound of the engines could all too easily cover up an untoward act by one of them. It did. Before I could lift my head, a powerful pair of arms had picked me up bodily and dropped me overside. In the brief moment that I remember, I felt the strong tug from the big propellers as the water closed over me. Then a terrible blow against my side. Then nothing.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow,
The motives for arson and murder begin to take definite shape in the form of a confession. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Of the Meg's Palace matter, which originally played out in late September 1956. We will have the penultimate offering of that five-part storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the actress playing Meg McCarthy, Virginia Gregg, also spent time as Richard Diamond's girlfriend on that Dick Powell-led radio detective series. But what was the name of her character? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Unforgettable. That's what you are. Unforgettable.
Nat King Cole is unforgettable with 100 of his original recordings in a 4-CD collection. Now available at musicrewind.com.
A very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea.
Order Nat King Cole 100 Hits today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $22.98 for 4 CDs. Act now and get a special savings on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code King99.
Why, it's almost like being in love. It is only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sea.
Enjoy 100 of Nat King Cole's greatest hits, such as Too Young, Ramblin' Rose, Orange Colored Sky, For Sentimental Reasons, A Blossom Fell, and many more. All for the amazingly low price of $22.98 for 4 CDs. Go to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and use promo code King99 to save on shipping.
Though your heart is aching, smile even though it's breaking.
Don't wait. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com now. Remember promo code King99 for bonus savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about a role played on radio by the prolific actress Virginia Gray. On Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell, she was his girlfriend, Helen Asher. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and please remember to check us out online. We're located at whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.